This is PFW in Progress.
I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. I got no money, a dress code problem, not to mention your biological clock. Is there any more we could pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
PFW in Progress with Red Kirsch.
All right, knock it off. You know, you ragging on me is not going to give me any great spontaneous knowledge.
Paul Perillo.
Just keep on asking about Chinese food. Can you tell they don't have Chinese restaurants around here? Gotta let everybody know you're a tourist.
And Andy. And Andy?
Everything that guy just said is bullshit. Thank you.
Andy Hart.
Let me see. This is a tough decision for me here. Get my ass kicked to collect $200. What do you think? I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
You're sticking like a sore thumb around here.
Nate, what about you?
I fit in better than you. At least I'm wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah, you blend.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along, you get thirsty, you spot a little brook, put your little deer lips down to the cool, clear water. Bam! Bullet rips off part of your head. Your brains are laying on the ground in little bloody pieces. Now I ask you, would you give a what kind of pants the son of a shot you was wearing?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It is Thursday here at Gillette Stadium.
And, no, you can turn your mic off there for a half second.
Well, no, I don't have that cough button, but I'm eating jalapenos. They're hot. Anyway.
Another call button. It's right in front of you.
All right. We got a big show today. Huge, huge show. Big, big show. We got some news coming out. It's not verified yet. Still a source. But John Lynch may be signed with the Patriots, according to Patriots Football Talk.
Pro Football Talk.
I was like, let's not get ourselves in any trouble.
It's Pro Football
Talk. Pro Football Talk by Mike Florio is reporting, according to a league source, that John Lynch has signed with the Patriots, and even in Bill Belichick's press conference, he didn't deny it.
He said he was here. He talked to him. He had a physical, but he's not yet a Patriot until he is. Until that time might come, I'm not going to have anything more to say. So he basically said the ink's not dry yet. Give me a couple hours.
So file that one under the category of what does Fred know, because I didn't think they'd sign him.
I'm with you, Fred. I didn't think they should sign him, actually.
Well,
unless there's a major injury. Unless Rodney Harrison can't play. I don't really get the sign.
Well, that's why I didn't. They're so similar. I think maybe Lynch is a little better, closer to the line against the run.
I think Rodney Harrison has
speed on him.
I think Rodney Harrison is way better than John Lynch.
I think overall Harrison
in every aspect.
Yeah, but since Tank Williams went on IR, you don't think that was a logical move for them to bring in someone who might have that.
They need cornerbacks more than they need safeties.
I really don't.
Get Ty Law if you want to get an older, slower guy.
I'm all for that.
In shape. Get Ty Law.
Rodney's second ball looks every bit as majestic as the first.
That one never gets old.
You know what gets old? John Lynch.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Paul Perillo.
Another guy that you're neck and neck with.
I think not really.
For age. How old is he?
He's 36.
Oh, wow. You're way older.
Well, it's in the paper, 36.
I don't really.
I don't see the similarities with what they were talking about using Tank Williams for. I don't see him as a guy who roams sideline to side. He's a physical presence.
Right.
He's been a hard-nosed player for a lot of years. I personally have always thought, and you know this, Fred, that he was overrated. But even in his heyday, when he was a good, productive player, a Pro Bowl player, you know, on merit, not on reputation, he was kind of known as a physical guy who was a cerebral player and was a good leader and did all those kinds of things. But I'm not sure that he's a guy that you want in sub packages playing a linebacker role to be chasing tight ends and running backs sideline to sideline the way they were going to use Tank Williams.
And that's what I thought. With Williams, you had the combination of size, but mostly speed. So, you know, you had both. With Lynch, he is mostly, I think, right now, a first and second down safety, or he's a Harrison type. But to have both of them on the field at the same time, I think, is counterintuitive than what we thought they wanted to do when teams
younger
spread
and faster.
Them out.
Patriots, right?
They wanted to get younger and faster, and this move in no way does that.
Now, if this is short money contract,
I'm sure it's a veteran.
Well, the financial risk is fine. That's not the issue.
I don't think. Well, then it doesn't hurt.
It's not a bad.
Well.
It's not a bad.
It takes away playing time from guys who could be out there contributing more.
Well, what if it takes a roster spot that would have gone to Antoine Spahn,
exactly,
who can play corner and safety.
Special
and
teams.
These corner injury, yeah, and special teams, and these corner issues continue to haunt you into September, October.
Unless you're going to stick Brandon Merriweather at quarterback, which is probably not going to happen, then you're.
But
really
I just think you have more options if Merriweather and say Spahn, a guy like.
I agree, they're more versatile.
I think Lynch is a very limited player at this.
Yeah, but
point.
If
he's
this,
like a highlight, really,
if
he's more like
the
hard hitter
of
than
the seventh offensive lineman. Or
okay, well, maybe that's true too. I
know.
He just seems like a
limited
role
player.
Well,
there really
no
liberty to be getting rid of positions up front either, though.
Yeah.
They're not exactly
yeah, the
stockpiling
line, I would,
depth there either.
Plus,
I wouldn't you know, get rid of a lineman to bring in another safety.
Why
right?
is he? Why does he want to come here? Because I thought he left Denver because he didn't want to be a situational player.
Well, yeah, and that's
Super
he was
bowling,
gonna
probably
in Denver.
That
he's
just means
got
he,
one.
Wanna, he wants to win. That's really what it means.
I mean, I don't really understand it. I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's a bad signing. But all of the things that people are talking about for him potentially, to me, don't make a lot of sense. You know, the Tank Williams thing being first and foremost. And I just don't see him having that kind of skill. And in Denver specifically, they wanted him to be a first down player. They wanted him to be an early down player. And again, like you guys have already said, they have Rodney for that. Unless there's some injury concern with Rodney, like I think, Fred, I think you might have brought that up initially. No, maybe that we don't know. I mean, he was in and out. He started camp late. He's been in and
out. But
on
he was out
the
working
field.
with the injured players on whatever day we're in the bubble. And, I mean, running at a pretty full speed. So it's not like this is some injury where he's, like, on crutches right now and
but
you don't
they might
know when
just
he's
not
coming
be,
back.
They just might not be sure if he's going to be able to hold up over the long haul.
It seems like after this, that's a strong possibility, not to speculate on it. But you have to
that's
wonder.
That's the only thing I can be.
And there's something
again,
we don't
regardless,
know.
I don't think it's a bad signing because it's a good, solid football player. They bring in probably for, you know, on the cheap money. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, nothing ventured, nothing lost. You know, it's not.
Yeah, it's low risk, high reward.
I don't
think
there's any risk there. You know, even, you know, the stuff that you guys brought up about Antoine Spahn, I like Spahn, and I think he's had a good camp like Bill talked about again today. But if it even were to sacrifice a guy like that, I would think that you'd be able to get him back if you needed him back. And I don't – the risk isn't that big. I'm not upset that they made this signing. I just don't see a lot of the fits that some other people have talked about.
And don't get at least me mistaken. I'm not saying that –
Oh, you love John
Tank
Lynch.
Williams.
Wasn't he one of your favorite players?
I'm not
a
saying –
A non-Patriot?
Yes, he is. I'm not saying that he, you know, doesn't replace Tank Williams because Tank Williams was a better safety than John Lynch. I'm not saying that. I just think that the role that Williams was going to play is much different than what Lynch is going to bring to the table here. It's not in that way. It's not a replacement for Tank Williams.
It's funny because I feel the same way about this move as I did about Tank Williams playing instead of Jerod Mayo. I'd kind of like to see Brandon Merriweather and James Sanders get any and all opportunities that might come at safety because I think they're the younger players who, if they're good enough, are the future rather than a stopgap John Lynch role player. I don't know. I always just kind of lean towards I'd rather see the young guys get even on Antoine
Spahn.
That's
been the philosophy, hasn't it?
I
mean, that's what it's supposed to be.
Well, I mean, they kind of go back and forth between younger and then adding veteran guys and stopgaps.
You have to have a mix. I understand you have to have a mix of it. And you can't have all young, fast players on defense under the age of 25. But if you're taking away playing time from guys who have otherwise earned it in training camp to bring in somebody who doesn't know the system and only has really a couple of weeks
to
learn it.
Well, that's the other thing. He comes from a Tampa 2 scheme. I mean, that's what his career was built on into this scheme.
I'm not so worried about that.
I'm not worried. I'm just saying I don't think it's an obvious signing.
Well, we jumped right into this. This is the hot topic today, the potential signing of John Lynch.
Yeah, we should point that out. It's not official.
Yeah, I think he's a great player with the Bucks and the Broncos. And it's always exciting when someone of his stature comes on your team. So I think we should be excited about it. But I think we have to question it. It's it's something that it'll be interesting, again, to see how this guy is used on the team. Webradio@patriots.com. It's the email address, webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Practice today at 2:30. And we should also note that tomorrow's practice was going to be closed to the public. It is now open to the public. It's a noontime practice. So a little bit different timing. It will be the last open practice for the team this year to the public. Noon tomorrow is the last time. And while you're here, walk around Patriot Place. A lot of great things to see.
Spend some money, buy something.
Have a burger at Red Robin, go to the Reebok store.
That's what
store.
We're going to have to do tomorrow, Fred.
Yeah.
Because no lunch tomorrow.
Peek into some of the windows of the upcoming stores. It's going to be one hell of a place, I can tell you that much. The movie theater opens tomorrow night, I think.
They have some kind of
I thought it already
couches
already.
Oh, yeah, and leather seating there. What's going on there?
The Showcase Cinema opens up.
Because I was confused
Saturday
about what
night.
A cinema deluxe is.
I mean,
Showcase Live.
Showcase Live opens up. Al Jarreau. Yeah.
They serve you food at the theater?
Yeah, I heard Isaac Hayes.
Al Jarreau's
the
opening
later
act.
In the year.
Yeah. I'm going to Peter Frampton September 12th.
Are you?
Yeah.
I like Peter Frampton.
So that's tomorrow. Noon is the last public practice for the Patriots this season.
Does it surprise you that Andy likes Peter Frampton?
I was thinking
it does.
That.
I didn't even know who he knew.
I like Peter Frampton, too. I can't believe you know who he is. And I'm not. And I don't even
I
mean
told
this
you
disrespectful.
My iPod is a ridiculous mix of everybody from every generation. And
everybody
every
knows Frampton comes
music.
Alive. Even if you don't listen to it, you know
now,
it.
I thought he was dead. I'll be honest with you.
Give me the odds. Give me the percentages.
Because I've never heard
of,
from him after that.
The percentage of times that I bring up something, like whether it be a TV show, an actor, a musician of some sort that was before 1980 that you have ever heard of.
95%
I always
time.
Hear of them.
That's why I'm surprised.
I've heard of I Love Lucy. I just don't watch it.
You've never watched I Love Lucy?
I've seen some of the episodes, but not with regularity. Like, you saw a scene from I Love Lucy and in a half a second knew exactly, oh, this is the episode where so-and-so did so-and-so and so.
I don't watch it now, but I've seen every episode probably ever made.
Right, because you're old.
Most people have.
Well, I don't think
I don't
that's
know about
accurate.
Most people.
Most people know. Your age probably have. Not most people my age, Mike's age, and the little kid in theirs age, two gender.
He watches I Love Lucy.
Most people know all the famous scenes. Like
yeah,
the
but I know
them. Thing and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I've seen those on other shows or like classic TV reference shows, not because I've actually seen
right.
the episode four times.
And that's exactly how I think of your knowledge of
I didn't
that
see Babe
stuff.
Ruth play either, but I've seen
right.
some home runs.
That's and that, but that's. Generally, like your knowledge that you just explained of I Love Lucy is that's how I figure right. Peter Frampton doesn't fit that. It's not like you see Peter Frampton
right.
constantly in this nostalgic videos on TV.
Music's
I'm really
a
surprised.
Though. It's
by
just
you.
Whether you have the CD or you don't.
Going
yeah,
back
I'm surprised
to the 40s,
that you have
Paul.
One. That's all.
Yeah.
It struck me as kind of different. I'm not
yeah,
making fun of
you.
You
guys think
I
you
like
have
Peter
me
Frampton.
Painted with this singular broad brush?
No, there's one
I'm
guy
a complex
that
character here. Complex. Dig beneath the skin, Paul, once in a while.
Yeah, it's a very fat brush.
Well, it went in as a hot dog and came out as orange fire water.
It is Mexican Day here at Gillette Stadium, so there's a chance of that happening later.
Chris with a TIAN writes in, I don't get the signing. Are the Pats not happy with Sanders or Merriweather, or do they feel Rodney has lost a step?
Well, Rodney hasn't been out there.
It's
Sanders
be,
has been limited.
It's
got
to be related to
when
him.
He was out there yesterday, was not taking reps. So I don't know what his deal is, if he's not fully healthy or if Antoine Spahn has passed him up. And
but wasn't there talk about this potential signing before Rodney was started missing time in camp? Wasn't this sort of a rumor?
Well because
Rodney
Lynch was asking
for
his release, so I think
that's
why.
Because here in New England, anytime any veteran of note becomes free, we assume that they're going to want to come
here. Especially a guy that they had interest
rightfully
in
so.
When he went to Denver.
Is that apple pie cold?
Bill is like me.
That looks really good, actually.
Bill's like me, though. Once he like sees a name, he's always interested. Like when I see John McCargo or some guy, when he's available in 10 years, I'll go get him because I liked him one day on when I was watching draft film.
Right. No,
Bill seems to do that with players.
And I agree with Bill on that. You definitely explore all of those opportunities. But this particular one, you know, I'm not exactly sure. But I'm guessing it has to be related to Rodney, like Andy said. Because otherwise, I just don't, you know, there was a, you know, Mike had his little on football analysis today. And you know, he compared it to Junior Seau, and to me, Junior Seau was every bit the athlete that he's always been when he came here. He could still run. He could still go sideline to sideline.
Hurt.
It was durability.
Right.
And I don't think we're talking about the same issues with John Lynch.
No, first of all, John Lynch is not to safeties what Junior Seau is to linebackers,
well,
number one. So
close.
Let's start there. In other words, you get a player,
but in Mike's defense,
you get a player like Seau.
He wasn't claiming that. In
no, I know. I'm
but
just
he's also
that out.
Not to athletes.
That's
no comparison.
That's what I'm
exactly,
talking about.
Right.
I don't think there's any
Junior
similarity.
Junior Seau,
in
terms of physical fitness and athleticism, is one of the great athletes
phenomenal.
Of our generation. I mean, there's a reason
John Lynch
he wins like best body and NFL physique of
it's
the year.
Like a Wayne Corbett.
What?
He's like a Wayne Corbett, an overachiever. squeezes every last ounce of life out of that body. That sounds.
See, I think that's John Lynch. I think he was an overachieving player. I mean, I personally never thought he was as good as his credentials.
He was a highlight reel, Paul. He was a guy that got on a lot of highlight reels for making big hits. Yeah. And you see a big collection of big, hard-hitting, bone-crunching hits where you lay people out.
He's
and
a
people
nice
seem
player.
To think you're a great player. Yeah.
He's a nice little player.
Nice little player.
Nice little player.
Good nose for the ball. You know, anticipates
football's
well.
Important to him.
You know, football's important to him. Understands the game. Good against the run.
Welcome to cliche.com. Your host, Fred Kirsch.
So we're gonna explore that for the next 2 hours, as well as other Patriots news. Andy, why don't you fill us in?
On what? Should we discuss some of the things?
Wasn't there another person?
Ode Jamo. Odd day. Is it odd? Odd day.
Ode.
Ode Jamo, cornerback, 69 career NFL games. How many?
69.
Added as a depth move. Pete McMahon was asked to no longer attend practice, so he's no longer with us. So that happened. That's just a depth move.
That was good.
Number
I like
43.
That.
He was out on the field yesterday. He didn't look great, but it was his first day out there. You know who actually looked decent yesterday was Jeff Schoedt. Made a couple plays.
And he's been getting some.
Now he's been out there a couple days now, feeling better in the system. And then he became
the
go-to spokesman because he once played with John Lynch. So any,
that
any
poor guy has been here for like 4 days. He's been requested every day.
Yeah. Twice it was Andy. Some other just tidbits. Tom Brady met with the media yesterday and hit on a variety of subjects, one of which was that he's planning to play this week, which is kind of obvious, but said it definitively.
Did you say how much?
No.
He didn't.
Sammy Morris is going to play, too. I asked him. So it sounds like a lot of those guys we didn't see in week one we're going to see this week in Tampa. He also said he's very happy with his contract. I don't know why suddenly his contract has become an issue over the last week.
Yeah, that I thought was a very odd thing today.
Well,
in the paper.
Buckley brought it up.
Well, yeah. No, it started 2 days ago when they started asking Mr. Kraft about it. And he was on the record saying, I'll let the contract people take care of contract
issues. I really don't know.
So I don't know why it's become an issue. You know, got to get that cap number off the cap. It's already on the cap. Who? I mean, you're already basically to the season.
I'm just trying to start trouble.
I'm in the same boat as you.
Trying to start trouble. They don't understand why, you know, Tom Brady is happy. God forbid Tom Brady is happy, you know?
I'd be happy with that contract.
No
kidding. I'll tell you with that. I mean, I don't necessarily think he. I mean, do I think he could be making more money? Absolutely.
Well, Buckley.
Absolutely.
Buckley.
Do I think it's a travesty what he makes? No.
Buckley tried to make it out like Manny got paid too much and was unhappy. Brady doesn't get paid enough and he's happy.
But Buckley tried to paint it out that he is on Skid Row, like he's this 8 tiers below market value deal. I don't think he's that underpaid. Is he underpaid?
The story?
Yes.
Was he tying it into Matt Ryan at all?
No.
Because I know that
was tied into
the
baseball. That's
Manny Ramirez.
He's tied into Manny and how he's not happy. You know, it's one of those things. I just don't think he's that underpaid. There's guys that make more money that shouldn't. No question. Like I said, could he make more money? Yes. He's not wondering where his next meal's coming from.
But I think,
making $8 million.
Well, I think Brady's going to be very much like Bledsoe in that of the money that's in his contract, he'll collect every penny of it. A lot of these guys that we're saying are being paid more.
Yes,
if
Fred.
if they, you know, live out their contract, they will. But they rarely will. You know, Brady will collect every penny that's on that piece of paper that he signed,
and he doesn't have to worry about.
What's that? Huh?
He has the audio. Here's Tom Brady talking about his contract.
Oh, okay.
New generation of quarterbacks coming along. The money they're getting. Do you ever feel underpaid at all?
No, I don't ever feel underpaid. No, not at all.
Very happy with your arrangement then,
right? Yeah, I do. I love being here. I love being a part of this team. It's a great situation. So, got a great coach, got great coaches, great ownership. I mean, it's a great place to be. Great media. I mean, doesn't get any better than this, does it?
Haircut day coming up for the rookies here pretty soon.
All right, we're done. Thanks. Nice job. Want to hear
about
at the right time there.
Great media. No wonder why he thinks we're great. We ask hard-hitting questions like, haircut day coming up for the rookies?
I like his laugh at the beginning there.
For the record, he's looking for Sean Crable this Saturday night in Tampa. So, yeah. Sean Crable, if you see Brady coming, run the other way.
Is that because of Michigan guy?
Or? Yeah, I would think so. But, that was some of the things he tackled yesterday. Talked a little bit about the red shirt. The quarterback's asked to remove the red shirt and not wear him anymore at practice, be like one of the guys.
I thought that was odd.
Thought that was irrelevant.
Well, I do as well, but I thought it was odd that they would ask to.
At least we're not going to talk about it for 30 minutes like deferring coin tosses or anything like that.
Hey, I got to tell you something, and Fred will get to this. The emailers disagree with you. They agreed with me, Andy, and Fred.
Of course they disagree with me. I'm the new guy. I'm going to get crapped on for 3 weeks. That's fine.
That's okay.
Might be more than 3 weeks, my friend.
Yeah, 3 months.
Eric's been here a year and a half.
John McCain? Every time. My
friend.
Yeah.
My friend.
John McCain says all the time.
He's our friend.
That's fine.
Well, it's condescending.
It is condescending. So in that way, you're like Barack Obama.
I was going to say, Barack Obama is far more condescending than John McCain.
Mm-hmm. Well, McCain...
I'm sure they'd much rather listen to us talk politics than...
The problem with McCain is he's got this volcano inside that's ready to erupt, and he's spending the last 6 months trying to keep it down.
Yeah. Keep it down over there, guys?
Speaking of things right over there, guys?
Give us some quiet over here, Fred.
It's the architect for the museum. Might be problems.
Looks like there's problems there.
Might be problems.
Why that head doesn't look like
this? Open soon and it doesn't look anywhere.
Why does it look like there's problems there? What do you know?
I thought you were the architect.
What do you know?
What do you know about architecture?
You're so full of it. It's coming along beautifully for your information.
I thought you were the architect of that museum.
No, I am not an architect.
I am not an architect.
He's more the architect.
I've never been an architect.
Patriot's brain.
And I don't, but by, you know, speaking of Patriot Place and the hall at Patriot Place.
I was very impressed, Fred, by the way. My first kind of walk around yesterday, some of the grounds, I was very impressed. I'm being serious.
The hall is
going to
be
impressed.
Amazing. 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 Patriots fans are going
to
be.
It's like scoffing look like he wants to smack me.
Patriots fans are going to go in that place and they're going to be so proud to be a Patriot fan. It's really. It's something we're going
to
be all
so
proud
what are you
of.
Saying? You needed to build a mall for Patriots fans to be proud of their team?
No. The museum.
Three Super Bowls are nice, but there's a Fossils Watch around the corner.
The hall at Patriot Place.
Fossils Watch.
Isn't there a Fossil Watch going on?
I think so.
Is that the one Brady endorses?
I saw
a sign.
No.
No, I don't think
that's
so.
That's well beneath him. Fossil is
Fossil's like
everyday
us.
Joke and we can handle it.
We can barely afford Fossil.
Movado, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Something that has commas in it for the price.
That would be like Brady wearing a Swatch watch.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
No.
Giselle would never allow that.
Serena and Venus lost today.
To Lena.
Lena. Is that like Cher? Or is that a first and last name?
That's both, I think.
Okay.
She's Lena.
All right. WebRadio@Patriots.com is the email address. WebRadio@Patriots.com. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. Any other news before we get to John in L.A.?
I get an Andy in the press conference.
Now, usually I forget that John in L.A. is on the phone, but this time I did myself better. He's actually been on hold since the last show.
Oh, yeah.
So, John, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So have you guys already talked about John Lynch?
No, not at all.
Well, a little bit, but what's your take?
Well, I'm happy to have him there. He seems like a Patriots kind of guy.
Thanks, Fred.
And I think if Belichick thinks he still has something, most of the time Belichick's been a pretty good judge of that. I don't think he seems as parallel. I don't think he's the same kind of guy as Tank Williams. I mean, the exact same kind of guy.
He's not even the same
guy. He's slower to me.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I agree.
He's not the same guy.
And he's not, I don't know.
But that said, he's a better safety.
John Williams, much better. I mean, John Lynch, much better player than Tank
absolutely.
Williams. No question.
You know, so I don't want to confuse people saying, you think Tank Williams is better than John Lynch? Hell no.
For what they needed, maybe.
Well, in terms of versatility.
Anything else, John?
You waited since yesterday for that? This thing on?
I think the reason people, Andy, you said in the Ask PFW, the mouth breathers corner of PFW, you said that you were surprised that people were so upset about Tank Williams.
I was.
I think part of the reason that a lot of people were disappointed more than you'd think is that you guys were pretty psyched about it. Like, we were excited about the idea of, like, maybe this is finally a way for Belichick to find a guy who's like a Jonathan Vilma-ish guy. Like, the smaller kind of linebacker who'd play inside and then he would also play safety. But eventually you guys backed off of that idea, and you were more like, "Now he's probably going to be mostly safety." But you got us all excited about it.
For us personally, I think it was.
We didn't do anything.
I was excited about Tank Williams, but then I saw Jerod Mayo, you know, during camp, and I said, "Why bother?" And Andy said the whole thing at the top of the show today. Why bother having these guys not on the field as much as you can? I want to see them develop, and from what I've seen of Jerod Mayo, I think he can do all the things that they were going to ask Tank Williams to do. So why not just have him out there?
Right.
And I was never really excited about Tank Williams being that number one linebacker on the inside either. I just thought it would be nice to have some sort of versatility for packages, not for an every down kind
of thing. I don't think they were looking at it that way either. I think that was just an attempt to stretch the roster a little bit, not to put him at number one next to Bruce.
Yeah, I think early on they were trying to get him some reps in there with the first team.
That's what you do at this time of year. You can fling stuff against the wall and hope it sticks at some point.
See what he could do.
Never let it be said Eric doesn't like a versatility of packages.
That's right.
Yeah, I picked up on that.
I was waiting for someone to pick up on
Andy,
that.
Andy gave me a look, but he held off.
Andy
so.
Gave the look immediately.
Way to go, John.
It was too easy. I'm sorry, Eric. Where are we on Eric staying on the show?
You want to eat my salad?
For now.
No, he's gone.
No.
Oh, come on.
We've already talked about this, Fred.
Who has?
We talked about it last time we were on the air.
Who?
Us. We talked about this topic last time we were on the air.
Eric, you're going a rook.
This is not a democracy. It's a dictatorship.
It isn't. It's what's best for
Mussolini.
The organization. And best for you, by the way.
We talked about this on the show the other day, Fred.
I don't know. What did we say?
We're doing a rotational thing.
You said you were going to come up with an idea, and I said I'd look at it, but I've yet to see
Gary came up with the idea.
I haven't been presented with idea yet.
We talked about it on the show.
As far as I'm concerned, you're going to Raw.
Tuesday we did?
If someone wants to give me an alternative idea, and I believe this is what I said the other day, I'm willing. I've got an open mind. But I've yet to see that yet.
Gary has a schedule in mind.
Gary has a schedule.
Yeah. Yes.
Is it on his clipboard?
Probably.
It's with the Penske file.
It's in
file.
His very important folder.
Okay. Where is Gary, by the way?
At a meeting.
Very important meeting, yeah. He's got a lot of work to do.
A lot of work to do. Okay.
Yeah. So, John, don't worry about it. We'll be fine.
Who's going to be fine? You will be fine. Eric, I guarantee you're going to
be
fine.
We'll be part of both shows, John.
No matter what happens, you're going to be fine. So don't worry about it.
One more thing?
Don't lose any sleep over it.
Yeah, John, what?
What are our feelings about how likely it is that the offensive line is not going to totally crap the bed this week like they did last week?
They need to get a little healthier.
What was the question again?
Will the offensive line totally crap the bed this week?
I can't get any worse.
Yeah.
Boy, they don't have a lot of defenders in this room right now.
Well,
they're not very healthy right now.
Well, they gave up.
Who's playing? I don't know who's playing yet.
They gave up six sacks.
They're not healthy. And
my guess is Dan Copen, Logan Mankins, Wesley Britt, Billy Yates, and Nick Kazier will start the game.
And play more than they did last.
And
week.
Play
then you better
a
change
quarter
the
and a
sheets.
Half or whatever Brady's going to play.
I'd like to see more of John Wellborn just because he has so much experience, but that hasn't
happened so
far.
Yeah, he didn't play
so
last week, right?
I don't think he did play last week.
Yeah. Anything's got to be better than last week. That was horrendous. Like, you can't do anything. It really was an example of offense starts with the line.
Yeah, it was. Well, they did it affected the passing and the run.
Yeah, and they did so much rotating on the line, too. They had, I think, maybe about 8 or 9 different variations, combinations on that line.
It's so hard to judge in the preseason who's doing what, how well they're doing. It's really hard.
All right, thanks, John.
John, thank you for calling in.
Eric, I want to tell you one more thing to Eric.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
If you're on that Rook show, we are going to go listen to you on that Rook show.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
Who's we? You and your mom?
why do you got to bring his mom into it?
No, and I suspect a lot of people will. I think you're
that's the idea.
Right.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing.
You're going to add to that show. You're going to boost that other
show. I'm one of the people who will be adding to that show, Fred. Yes, you're right.
This
you're
doesn't
correct.
Involve Andy
when
doing
do
2 hours with John Rook, does it?
No, Gary made the decision.
When does Gary make the decisions?
Gary's an important person.
No, he's not.
What's that?
Close your car door.
Car, you get out of the car.
Hey, Dan,
there?
When we say thanks for the call, John, it means drop him.
You can hang out.
Jesus.
Mini Gary doesn't know what he's doing back there.
Poor guy's getting his dry cleaning, and you got it on the air.
He's checking his BlackBerry.
Yeah, what is wrong with you? Why do you have a BlackBerry?
Yeah, exactly. He's an intern. Why does he have a BlackBerry?
Webradio at Patriots.com
is the email. It's time for the 12:32 break.
It's in 1 minute.
Oh, how'd the clock get way up there?
That apple pie looked good.
It wasn't bad. The apples could be cooked a little more. I like a softer apple.
Why don't you send What's-His-Face back up there to get you a piece?
Where is he?
I agree.
I'd like a piece, too.
I'd like some apple pie.
I don't need anything.
Cherry pie?
Very cold.
They have cherry pie.
Vincent Brisby on the team plane saying to the flight attendant, give me some of that apple pie a la mode. Put some ice cream on it. That's a true story. All right. We'll be right back after this.
Taylor on the turn. Takes a touch. And buries it. 1-0 Rams. The sellout. Rises to their feet. The Reds have the lead.
Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants, the Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information, and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks, and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
A rooster, also called a cock or a chancelier, chanticleer, the female being called a hen. The oldest term is cock from Old English.
So Andy's a chicken? Is that what you're telling me?
Hen equal female chicken. Rooster equal male chicken. So welcome to second grade, Fred.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
So they're all chickens. All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Webradio at patriots.com. 508-543-7482 is the phone number. We're talking about the potential signing of John Lynch. It's not official yet. And it never is until we see that press release from the media relations department of the New England Patriots.
Or until Gil Santos says it is.
Right. But it's interesting to see how they might use this guy. He's obviously one of the best safeties of this generation. And we'll see. I heard he wanted to retire as a Patriot. That's
why well, you know, in all seriousness,
he might get
that
chance next week.
He wanted to be here 4 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So,
that's true.
Well, okay. Not that much.
Well. Just saying. He had interest.
Right. If he really wanted to be here, he could have been here.
I tell you what, I'd be more excited to see what they do with him than what they were going to do with Tank Williams.
More excited?
No.
Yeah, just because I know what I'm getting with John Lynch. I didn't know what I was getting with Tank Williams.
So then where's the excitement?
That's why I was excited
because
about
when
Tank
I saw
Williams.
What I was see, starting to get.
I know you guys think he was overrated, but John Lynch was a great player.
Don't put words in their mouth. I think he's overrated.
He's a great player. And just to see Lynch on the back of a Patriots uniform, that will be great for me. I'll feel.
You know, you can get a customized jersey, you know.
We could pick up Marshawn Lynch too.
And then well, that's true. But
put that to rest.
This John Lynch, I'll be excited to see that.
Are you being serious?
Yes, I am.
He used to play for your team, the Broncos.
I mean, you weren't excited to see Seau in a Patriot
I think
jersey?
This is so disrespectful to Junior Seau, and I don't even really like Junior Seau.
I just think they're great
John
players.
Lynch couldn't hold Junior Seau's jock.
I don't know. John Lynch has had a pretty good
career. I agree. Junior Seau is a Hall of Famer. Defensive player of the year, Hall of Famer, great athlete, total deal.
Well, I think in terms of safeties, and a lot of safeties don't get into the Hall of Fame, but in terms of safeties, he's one of the better ones of the last 20 years.
Better than Rodney Harrison?
That's what
no.
I was going to ask you.
I think Rodney Harrison is one of the best.
Were you excited when Rodney Harrison signed?
Absolutely.
I don't remember you talking
about that. I never heard just to see Harrison on the back of a jersey.
Yeah, but you also have to remember Lynch came from the Broncos. And at the
time, you're a team. That's what I said. That's why you're excited.
That's
it's
one of the
your
reasons.
Favorite team.
Not anymore. I'm off them.
but you do admit that at one time.
At one time when Elway was, they were my second favorite team, absolutely.
And at one time that jersey fit.
Are you sure?
Well, not really.
Let's put it this way. If Elway was number 17, the one would have been under one arm and the seven would have been under the other.
It's true. Do you still have that or did you throw it away after we made fun of you?
It's still around somewhere.
He's going to drop those 30 and they'll fit again.
So, anyway.
John Lynch is a good player.
Yeah,
this is a good signing. I'm just not exactly sure where he fits.
I mean, let's compare him to a safety that has made the rounds, and I consider really probably the most overrated safety of our time, Adam Archuleta.
He's worlds better.
Adam
Archuleta.
Yeah,
we all know that. Though.
He's
that's
a total
obvious.
Stiff. He's a first round bust,
and the
you
Raiders
know,
are
he's
making
one of those guys. 20
now.
Years from now, that people are going to be talking about as first round busts. Right. I mean, he was a stiff,
but
he's never any good.
I think in the last 20 years, when you list the top 10 safeties, John Lynch is on that list.
Sure,
yeah,
probably
top 10 safeties. Sure, absolutely.
But Ed Reed's a way better player.
No kidding. He's one of the.
He's probably the best.
He's better than Rodney Harrison. You know.
You just made it sound so like Brett Favre coming to the Jets, a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the greatest to ever play the game. We should be honored to be in his presence. He's John Lynch.
I think John Lynch.
Be privileged to cover him.
John Lynch, very good player for a lot of years.
All right. Well, I'm excited to see what they'll do with him. But like you guys, I'm a little, I don't know, I'm uncertain about what he brings at this point to what they're trying to do this year.
I'm with you. I'm excited to see what he can do.
Sure. But Troy Polamalu.
I like him.
I don't like him
worse
at all.
Than Lynch.
At this point right now, better.
No.
Overall in his career?
Yeah.
I think Lynch will be better.
How about Bob Sanders?
I think when it's all said
Fred's
and done.
Starting to get worried.
When it's all said and done. No, when it's all
Sanders
said,
will be a
yeah,
better
but
player.
His you know, his career isn't over yet. But I think when it's all said and done, Sanders will be the better safety.
So what about the guy in Arizona?
He's already better than that.
Guy in Arizona that no one ever thinks about.
Adrian Wilson, another one that's better.
He's very good. Anus Williams.
Not Anus Williams.
That's
Adrian,
two different players.
Adrian
I know.
Anus Williams?
Was a corner who went and played safety for the Rams, right? When
he played for 1,000 years.
Right. He was good. He was a great corner.
But
great
we've just come up with Polamalu, Reed, Sanders, Harrison, and Wilson.
I haven't even gotten
five guys.
I haven't even gotten into the deceased. Sean Taylor, who was also 1,000 times better than John Lynch ever thought
proven.
About being.
Never proven.
Please, Fred. He was 1,000 times better.
He might have been.
You can't judge the dead.
He was already a better player than John Lynch ever was.
Okay.
So John Lynch
might
have just
fallen
out
of that top 10.
The point that I'm trying to make is not that he's not a top 10 safety.
That was the point you were trying to make.
I want to know if you would have the same feelings. I just want to see Sanders on the back of a Patriots jersey.
I would Are you kidding me?
I don't think you know what I think about
Bob Sanders. I said it all last year.
You don't think Sean Taylor was great. You know,
didn't know enough about him. I mean, I think he had the potential to be great, but who knows?
Polamalu?
I'd like to see Polamalu.
I don't think you would be that excited about those, any of those guys. Maybe Sanders with the lone exception, because for some reason you have a crush on Sanders.
Lynch has, you know, a whole history of playing in the league. There's, you know, he's a dignitary of the league.
But my only point is
John Lynch.
NFL royalty, John Lynch.
It's a coronation.
I think there's similarities between Polamalu and Lynch. I think they're both sort of overrated players, to be honest with you.
Could be.
100%.
I just think
Polamalu being near the top of that list.
You said you weren't happy to see Seau. You compared Seau and Lynch.
I just, in terms of great NFL players, I think Lynch. No. I think Lynch is not a surefire Hall of Famer.
Paul
Probably
Pierce
not
and
even
Michael Jordan were great NBA players. They both were great, but you're comparing the best ever to a guy that's good.
Well, if I was, you know, on the Knicks, a Knick fan, I would love to see Paul Pierce on my team.
I'd like to see anybody.
You know, it's that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I guess the waters are just getting muddied as the further we go with
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, I think that we maybe put a little too much stock into the I just can't wait
just
to see,
see Lynch on the back of a jersey.
I understand. You've explained it.
And by the way, you better go buy a jersey. If you're that excited to see Lynch on the back of a jersey, go buy one.
I don't think you'll need to do
that. I didn't get a Seattle jersey either.
Because you weren't as excited.
You weren't as excited about that.
This is as excited as you have been in 25 years.
I was excited when they signed Culpepper. I mean, what's his name?
Wow.
Stubblefield.
Dana
Stubblefield.
You were excited.
Multi-syllable
about
names. They're all
no,
the same.
It's like this guy that's had a good. You know, you're intrigued about what he's going to do.
And
it was a short-lived career.
I just think the comparison to Stubblefield might be more accurate than the comparison to.
Will he last longer than Stubblefield?
He's a name.
That's kind of how
he's
I feel.
He's a name, you know. And now he's a Patriot, you know.
Is he?
Well, we think.
We think. We don't know.
Not exactly.
Was,
the
was Dana Stubblefield a Patriot?
Just get guys who've got big names.
For like a week and a half.
Well, yeah.
They asked him to not be one.
He just couldn't.
He got hurt.
He got hurt.
I just consider a Patriot as like Tom Brady. Okay, Rodney Harrison is it. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry that signs for two weeks is a Patriot?
Rodney's the guy that
I debated to see Harry on the back of a
Patriot. You're completely misinterpreting what I'm saying.
I was too, Fred. I was misinterpreting it too, but now I think I understand what you're talking about.
You just want a Hall of Fame cast. That's what you want.
Well, you know.
You want to take every washed up, deceased Hall of Famer, put him on the back of a jersey,
deceased.
And build a super team. Well, yeah, the deceased guys might not have much of a
use
in the
roster. The
guy's
not dead yet, but.
I think it's
great that they want to come here, too. I think it says something about this
organization. In John Lynch's case, he didn't have much of an option.
I don't know.
He was out of work. I mean,
so unemployed.
It's always nice to have
a job.
It's August 14th, and he didn't have a job, so he didn't really have a lot of options.
He's like Paul.
Exactly.
What do Paul and John Lynch have in common?
You know,
only white, slow,
only one
no
team.
Other options, and they work at Gillette Stadium.
And only one team was interested in signing us.
Maybe. You know, Strippers points out that Lynch is a 9-time Pro Bowler.
Yes, right. I know. In my opinion, 6 of those were on reputation.
And Matt Light is an all-pro.
Cal Ripken made the All-Star game 20 years ago.
Right. That's all I'm saying. And I think John Lynch is a good player. I just don't think he was a great player. That's all.
And by the way,
I'm splitting hairs.
Remember when Lawyer Malloy was run out of town because he didn't have any impact plays or numbers anymore?
The year before, right.
Yeah, well, John Lynch hasn't had any for 2 years.
Is that right? I don't know.
I believe he has one number over the, I forget whether it's one interception or one forced fumble. He has one something over the last 2 years.
Well, there's no doubt, I mean, with the concussions, he's getting older. He's not the
player
he used to be.
You know what? That's a concern, too. And Mike wrote about that today in his piece, too, that he's had multiple concussions recently. And you wonder, you know, how much that's going to play into this, too.
And his game is to bang heads.
Yes.
Yes.
Very physical player.
Unless that's not how they're going to use him.
I don't want this.
That's if they're not going to use him like that, then he's going to get toasted.
Well, he can't. You're not going to put him in coverage.
That's what I mean. So
the height of his game, he wasn't a good cover safety.
You think you want to make fun of my boy James Sanders for one unfortunate game against the Broncos.
First of all, when we have stuff off the air, sometimes it's not necessarily for on-the-air purposes.
You know, now this goes back to, you know, what I'm thinking about this year, about the whole team defense, and, you know, you lose a playmaker like Asante Samuel, but if you have decent depth and you have smart guys out there, your front seven could play well enough to kind of disguise, you know, hide that a little bit.
And one does that better than Belichick,
no question. And Lynch could fit in perfectly with that. You know, he's not going to be all over the field covering guys, but if the pressure is quick enough up front, he won't need to. You know, and he'll be in the right place at the right time because he's a smart player. And he could fit into that. You know, so we'll see.
I think it's a good signing. I just don't agree with a lot of the things that people have talked about him doing.
Just excited to see Lynch
That's
on
all.
The jersey.
Todd,
and that comment did kind of make me chuckle.
I do need to say that I didn't really like the Junior Seau signing. Way back
no.
And that worked out tremendously.
And Andy and I were 1,000% wrong because we both said a lot of the same things we're saying now.
Well, but the
Seau.
Difference was... I thought Seau was a freelancer athlete who wouldn't fit in a structured Bill Belichick 2-gap 34 defense, and he has.
And I also thought durability would be an issue. And by the way, he did get hurt that first year and missed the last 5 games.
Yeah, but that wasn't really a dirt. That was.
I'm just saying
that was a freak accident.
Broken arm.
But a lot of he tore a pectoral muscle the year before. I mean, a lot of the injuries that people get are just unavoidable. But they kind of happen when you get older.
Todd Porter wants to know who was better, John Lynch or Lawyer Malloy?
Whatever age.
Oh, you have to think about
this. What was
the
question?
Well, all time now?
What was the question?
All time. Who's better, Lawyer Malloy or John Lynch?
John Lynch was better longer, but I think they're comparable players.
I think they're extremely similar players.
Malloy doesn't have half the tackling ability of Lynch.
Hey, Lawyer.
No, I agree with Fred on this.
Lynch is a much better tackler.
I'm not going to say
something. Ask anyone that knows.
I'm not going to say something that's going to get me in trouble. But I'll tell you the only difference between those two players.
Oh, don't go there, please.
Don't go there.
All right. Speaking of Paul, Todd has a poem about Paul, which I'll read now.
We weren't really speaking of him.
he's a terrible host. What do you want? His segues are really non... Is that what it is? Non sequitur or whatever?
No, they don't sequitorial.
They don't connect.
Sequitorial?
Huh? okay, Todd's poem about Paul. Paul Perillo, around the whole show turns... One left behind, working for the Herald, he yearns. Editor for Patriots Football Weekly, he's in for life. He tiptoes around his house, he's afraid of his wife. The fat man, Pip, Big Show are his names. It's the cheering of fans that ruins games. The list of things he hates are too long to mention. He remembers every stat he sees, photographic retention. Old, bald, and fat, he's stuck in his ways. he writes for Sports Exchange but doesn't get paid. He works so hard, around 10 he arrives, listening to boy bands in his Honda he drives. Rooting for Northeastern and Pope John too. It's strange because he went to Everett High in BU. On baseball, a know-it-all. Don't get him started. A trip to Babies R Us with him, it's not for the faint-hearted. talking he loves. What a media whore.
Okay.
He never exercises, but a free buffet he'll run for.
And pull a hammy.
He's the biggest fan he knows. Under Fonzie, he's got tickets. Thank God this is the last poem. Gary, cue the crickets. And
maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Where's the crickets?
Where are the crickets?
Yeah, where are the crickets? Oh, he's just...
He doesn't
you
know.
Suck.
He's just not, he's just not up.
There we
he's
go.
Just not up to the
there
task.
We
Chupa.
Go. All right, so that's... Todd Porter's been doing a lot of... Poems like,
those are excellent.
And PFW in progress, I noticed, Josh
videos.
Has been doing jib jab videos.
Tremendous.
Very fun.
Well done, Josh.
I like the one with you and Lori dancing.
Yeah. You would.
That was funny, wasn't it?
It was.
I like the math camp one.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
Most people did, except well, one person.
Fred's the murderer in the video.
I just don't like the idea of me having
Fred's
a chainsaw
in it.
Christina Acra. I put my chainsaw on Christina Acra.
You wish.
No. You got to make sure no one was talking.
On the video. On the video. There's blood everywhere.
I wanted to clear that up, make it, you know, recordable.
Yeah, Lynch, by the way, Mini Gary printed out the stats. No interceptions either of the last 2 years. No fumbles. One sack in the last 2 years. He had one sack last year, none in 06.
How many games is that?
He played 13 games last year and 16 in 06.
Okay. So
no career touchdowns.
Loser.
But
no career touchdowns.
His tackle.
Luckily, he's not a receiver or a running back, so I'm not all that worried.
Like, never turn a triple play.
For some reason, they don't have his tackle totals before 01, but you know, his tackle totals from 01 on were 87, 64, 72, 64, 61, 83, and 59. So really not overly high totals there in tackles lately. I think his career is really
poor man's James Sanders.
Declined. I think his,
there's no doubt about it.
But he's made the Pro Bowl every year, so...
When's the last time he made a Pro Bowl? What year
he's
did he?
He's telling it up. He's looking.
He's only played 15 years. He's made the Pro Bowl 9 times.
Right, so
nine
6 years times. He didn't make it. But when was the last time he made the Pro Bowl?
I think 2 years ago.
Yeah, he's definitely made it as a Bronco. So yeah.
Which was undeserving.
Yeah,
but he hasn't
based
made
on
it
the numbers,
while.
Based on you know 60 tackle seasons.
Well,
I'd
he's only been in Denver 4 years.
4 years.
So 6 of his years he hasn't made it. So I'm assuming it's the most recent years he hasn't made it.
No, he went
as a Bronco.
He went as a Bronco.
He was a Bronco for how many years?
4 years.
I just said that. Okay, so that could have been 4 years ago.
That's but you said, I'm guessing, his most 6 recent years he didn't make it.
And that would be a mathematical impossibility.
I would say his first year in the league,
I would
probably didn't
make
it.
I would make the assumption that he didn't make it the first couple of years.
That's right. And then his reputation kicked in, and everybody said, Lynch is good.
And probably the last 4 years.
Jason Veritek made the All-Star team.
I just said he made it as a Bronco, and he's only played in Denver for 4 years.
So 4 years ago, he might have made it.
Get the media guide.
He made the Pro Bowl in 2007.
Which was last year.
96? 97, 99, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007.
So apparently he made it every year in Denver.
Okay.
So that's four.
I'm guessing he hasn't made it in
right.
6 years.
So he didn't have any, I mean, statistically, he didn't have Pro Bowl seasons.
Oh. And he was an All-Pro 99 to 2002.
Okay, well, that's
that probably. Was back when he was
yeah that was in
that
heyday.
Tampa day.
That
on
was
that
his
Tampa
heyday.
Defense where he's surrounded by a
and
ton
on
of
Wikipedia talents. It says John Lynch, New England Patriots, 2008 to present.
Oh well, it's Wikipedia.
Jesus, there,
so
quick.
Must be right.
Wow,
Wikipedia already has John Lynch, 2008 Patriots to present or whatever.
That's because they don't have to be right.
Exactly. All right, so he should not have made the Pro Bowl last year,
or the year before, or the year before, or the year before.
I mean, he had. Three of his 4 years in Denver, he had fewer than 65 tackles, and he made the Pro Bowl in all of those years.
Using those numbers, Brandon Merriweather might be a Pro Bowl safety this year. Gasper will be ecstatic.
Josh says he enjoyed making those jib-jab videos tremendously, and he'll try to keep some fun ones coming.
I love them. You should have heard The Office as everybody opened the emails at separate times yesterday, and you'd giggling from Fred giggling, Eric giggling, Paul giggling.
I liked them. They were very funny.
Now, are those actually available on pfwinprogress.com?
They have links in that little chat thing that's...
Have you seen the front page of that site lately? There's an ad for Eric and his three friends.
Oh, I did see that. That's terrible.
Oh, you know.
Mini Gary liked it.
Yeah.
I could hear him laugh through the double-paned glass.
This is the part of the show where he pretends that he doesn't think that we're funny, but yet he's
right.
Rolling over laughing.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address.
I don't like the clock up there.
You guys are trying to convince me that this is a terrible signing.
Fred,
I refuse.
And you're trying to convince us that we should bow when we see him take the practice field.
I think he deserves respect as an NFL player.
Fred, I told
you
I was
excited. Well, he is an NFL player.
Well, I'll genuflect this afternoon when he walks over.
I told you I was excited about him.
Eric was.
I'm
going to
write that story.
But that's not going to help you stay in the show.
It's going to be here today.
But that, thank you.
Just stop putting words in everybody's mouth saying it's a bad signing. No one here has said it's a bad signing.
Okay.
No one.
Somebody's at the door.
It's an early call.
Yeah.
This is webmaster Chris Ferrer from Patriots.com. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. You suck, Andy.
Wow.
In honor of the greatest football player to ever don shoulder pads, cleats, and a helmet, today's word is lynch-bagged. That's lynch-bagged. And I can read the sentence, actually, because it's clean. Eric's favorite part of his Egypt trip was when he was lynch-bagged by his tour guide, Jose.
Speaking of that Eric, how are the photos coming on the website?
I don't control that, Fred. I have people that build it for me.
Whoa.
I thought this
was
something different.
Hold on now. You have like people teabag? That work for you?
Yeah.
No, they would lead you that way.
Friends of mine own a production company, and they build websites, and so it's up to them. I've given them all the stuff.
So they're giving you a freebie?
No, I have
no,
an arrangement.
Reciprocate.
How are you? You don't have any income from this other endeavor.
I don't think that's any of your concern.
No, but I'm just wondering, how are you,
that's
paying
really
for
none
this?
Of your concern.
Favor for a favor.
It's none of my concern.
No.
That's
no.
Why you go on a Rook show. You don't share anything
right.
with anybody.
Yeah, I'm not going to share private business transactions with you guys.
Private
what we
business
do.
Transactions? No. You're building a public website.
Yes, Fred.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like, you're... shifting money to the Cayman Islands or anything.
Well,
just building a website. What's the big deal?
We shook a few people down. We took care of it, Eric and I.
Oh, yeah? You're involved now?
Yeah
these two North Providence
guys. I'm telling you, don't get involved in his business. It could be trouble.
I'm talking about the family business.
He's giving charity to these Catholic churches. You could get in real trouble.
You in waste management?
Yeah, vending. Yeah.
Vending.
Vending.
Right.
Yeah, he really is.
I know.
Oh, okay.
All right. So what else is going on?
You have no emails.
No, I have plenty of emails.
So read some of them. This is email radio. The best time
I want
to
make sure that we get everything else out of the way.
Welcome to the John Lynch Show.
Yeah, you want to talk Lynch more? Now, are you going to buy a
blue
one or a white
about Lynch?
I'm not buying a shirt.
Why? You love him.
I don't.
He's the greatest player that's ever put on a Patriots uniform.
If you were to buy a shirt of a current Patriot, which Patriot would it be right now?
Randy Moss.
You would buy a Moss shirt.
Yeah.
How about you, Michael?
Do I have to answer this question?
Yes, you do. Or you go to the Rook show.
Oh, Christ's sake.
He's going to be. So that's wait. I'm changing mine.
Gerard Mayo.
Mayo. Okay.
Come back to me.
All right, Eric.
Steven Gostkowski.
I wouldn't buy jerseys.
Oh,
I don't want to buy
Randall Gage. Yeah, so I have to answer it too. You have to answer it. Star of Paul, come on back.
That wait, we need silence. Fred, say it again.
Fred,
go ahead.
Randall Gage is gone.
Mark tape.
That's excellent.
By the way, seriously, you don't know?
I would probably get a Brady one.
A Brady?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have two. Andy stole one. Randy Moss. Get ready.
I was going to say
Gary. Got to go with Rodney Harrison for the other.
Oh, yeah.
Harrison. Okay.
Because I heart Rodney.
First ball, every bit is interesting.
I would get Wes Welker.
Welker? Yeah, that might be the one I'd get.
Are you being serious?
Might be.
Yeah.
Why could you
change it to,
what do you call him, greased up?
Greased up deaf guy from Family Guy? If you haven't seen the video, it reminds me of Wes Welker for some reason.
It does, kind of.
Very slippery, elusive.
Yeah, I like Welker. I think he might be the
you
guy.
You do? I kind of like, no, to be honest, I kind of like those players that sort of fly under the radar and they come here and they put
so
up.
So wait a minute.
I might also get a Maroney.
Whereas I gravitate
like
toward talent.
Do you? Why would you get Maroney?
Oh, he has a
I've always had an affinity to the feature bat.
Okay, why would you get Maroney?
Oh.
Now, are you going to be okay if in practice John Lynch lines up in the slot on Wes Welker? Because that's like your dream. I mean,
what are you
going to
do?
Players of all time.
You win and you lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like Bill Belichick.
Right. I hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, John Lynch does too.
Right. Because
you've never seen a guy standing at the line of scrimmage so long.
Josh says that James from England said he would post the jib jabs in the video section soon.
Nice. So that's funny stuff.
All right.
I didn't actually see the third one, did I? Oh, the fart one, yes. Okay, I did.
Surprisingly, you forgot that one.
With Kelly Pickler. A subtle Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of faces in
You
that
should
one.
Have been much more prominently involved in that one.
Well, I let you and Eric have the gay roles when you two were playing leapfrog with each other and bending over
little,
in front of each other.
Yeah, that was a
lot. It was really masculine to watch him twirling around the dance floor, wasn't it?
At least I was with a girl.
He's got a point there.
Taz,
even the gay guy said I have a point.
Taz
did you join Dick for a little while?
Taz in Toronto says, how much do you see Brady playing in this Sunday's preseason game?
Not a lot.
Since he didn't play in the first game.
22 snaps.
Not
22
a lot.
Snaps.
Less than a quarter.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 20. Yeah, what? Somewhere around 20.
Somewhere in the 20-snap range.
Maybe
so.
20 snaps.
Okay.
Quarter and a half.
Of course, I also think that if the first four snaps are jailbreaks, maybe less.
Yeah,
also,
that could happen.
Has anyone noticed that Coach Bill does not appear in any Madden games? Has he not signed some waiver, or has
yes.
he told EA
yes.
Sports that he doesn't want to be in the game? It's very strange.
He's the only guy that didn't sign whatever he needed to sign to join, like, the Coaches Alliance or
right.
blah, blah, blah.
Told them to shove their game with a
He's a rebel. Shine. He's always been a rebel.
He's a loner.
And with Lynch, if we get him, do you think he will play the same role as Tank playing linebacker as well? I was actually really excited to see Tank play because he brings a nice ability to drop back in coverage as a linebacker. No, we've talked about
Hell
this.
Hell no.
He will not.
I don't.
Well,
I don't think, but, you know.
I mean, in a dime package.
What Bill thinks is a lot more important than what we think.
He just doesn't have the speed, but he could be out there. I don't know. It's interesting. We got to see what's going on with Rodney.
I just can't imagine both
know if,
those guys are going to be on the field.
Yeah, like, we don't know if this is Rodney related.
If it's Rodney related, then I take back everything I've said because they need someone to come in and fill a veteran role to solidify things back there. I don't think you want Sanders and Merriweather by themselves all the time.
And Taz says, P.S., no, I'm not watching the Bills versus Steelers tonight. I don't have $200 to see a preseason game.
Bills Steelers is on tonight?
$200
On what? Is it on NFL Network?
Well, they're in Canada, obviously, he's talking about.
Oh.
At the Rogers Center.
I just realized I get that channel. I took that about a month ago. I realized that.
Mendenhall is ridiculous.
That's why I'm interested.
Right. Is that that's on the NFL Network?
Any other games?
Is it?
Any other
it
games
CBS?
Tonight?
It's probably CBS, Sandy.
Any other games tonight,
we have
Mini
the
Gary?
NFL Network
a lot of
league,
unanswered
right?
questions here.
He's looking.
Sunday in Tampa.
Yes, we do.
What?
We have the NFL Network game of the week.
They only have one game?
On Live, I think.
I don't know.
I haven't come across
that question.
Channel in weeks.
That's the inflection at the end of the sentence.
This is a part of the segment where you ask the question, you get an answer.
The more HD channels that get added to my lineup, the less of a chance that I make my way to the NFL Network.
Got
to
tell you, though, I've been hooked on the Olympics.
Well, that's an HD channel. 853.
You've been watching the Olympics?
No, I know, but that's my point. Before, when they were
Pittsburgh,
one of
Buffalo, Carolina, Philadelphia on Fox.
That's tonight, Carolina, Philly.
Is Asante going to play?
Yes.
And Pittsburgh, started. Buffalo is...
And Oakland,
CBS?
Tennessee tomorrow on Fox.
I needed that for preview purposes, Mini Gary.
You can do a
I
nice little
plan.
Preview there.
I won't be watching the game, but that way, everything that I already wrote in the
He's
past
validate what he wrote already. Yeah.
I just want to make sure it has time to have happened.
Put a stamp on it already, too?
We travel to Tampa Bay on Saturday. And
when you write a preview, you can write it the way you want. Since I have to write them all, I'll do it the way I want.
A week, two, I'll write one.
This is your first time traveling with the team,
yes,
Michael?
I've traveled for about 5 or 6 years independently.
Right.
On
but now you're going to be on the flights. Team plane.
Yeah, so I better
be in
not
the team hotel, so you're going to have to behave yourself.
Last time he was in the team hotel, he had a 30-pack of beer he was going up the elevator with.
Yeah, guess where I was going where? Guess where I was going with it?
Paul's
not to my room.
We've done that. I mean,
yeah, we were actually doing it that night.
Yeah, you ditched me. Go behind me on the elevator, guys. You
I can
know,
recall.
And
I can recall having a
bathtub.
A bathtub runs to the ice machine to fill the
garbage
bathtub
can.
With ice so that we could keep our beer.
I was told on the plane
to carry a bathtub around.
I was told that if Belichick's sitting by himself on the plane, I should sit right down next
yes,
to him and
that
start
is
talking.
Generally, the PFW rule.
Is that okay. me on TV?
We could also bring
it's
back
JT the Brick.
JT the Brick.
But I didn't know he looked like that.
We could also bring back Bruce Armstrong, Fred, for the initiation. Mike.
Bruce Armstrong. Well, yes. Back then.
What do you get, like a Rikishi treatment?
No, you
what
had to soap up Bruce in the shower.
I got my initiation from Andre Tippett.
Did
when
you?
I tried to introduce myself, remember that?
Oh, that's right.
That was funny.
It was funny. Yeah, it was very funny, actually.
That was very
It was good.
All right.
Welcome to the NFL.
So this will be your first try. Are you excited about it, Mike? Are you excited?
Yeah, I've never really been on, like, a chartered flight, and I hear a lot of things about the food and all the other stuff.
Well,
so.
Don't.
The food's not
pre-season
real good.
And preseason is not the best because there's a lot of extra people. It can be more cramped, rushed. Things aren't as good.
Well, actually, I'm excited because I just got a book from my old boss for all my years of service. It's a Johnny Unitas book.
Oh. Nice.
So I'm kind of looking forward to getting some reading done, or I might just listen to the iPod and just zone out.
Yep.
So I'm probably not.
I read.
Book.
Just so you know, I'm going to be elbowing.
I read parts of that book. I think there was excerpts and splits.
Who wrote it again? I forget now.
I don't remember.
Tom Callahan, Tom something.
I don't know.
O'Callahan. I don't know.
Ryan.
Ryan O'Callaghan wrote it, maybe? I don't know.
Getting back to the Patriots. Ryan O'Callaghan safe?
I wouldn't say so.
I'd say with the state of the line, yeah, he's safe.
I mean, I know that a lot of people probably aren't overly concerned with whether or not, the eighth or ninth offensive lineman, but Wesley Britt has played every down of the preseason. He's been out there every camp,
yeah.
I should say. He's been out there all every day, which is a big plus for Bill. You guys know that.
And in a variety of slots.
And he's moved of late.
He's shown that he can play left and right tackle. Kasher has played left and right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
O'Callaghan is kind of a right tackle.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need the word kind of.
He's been hurt. Hasn't practiced much.
Right.
Right? You have Wellborn who can play guard and tackle. I'm wondering if everybody's healthy, if Stephen Neal is okay to start the season, you have to kind of, even if Neal is okay, you got to kind of keep Hochstein and Yates because you can't rely on Neal for 16 games. So you need those guys with some flexibility inside. Wellborn is a guy that gives you flexibility inside and out. I think O'Callaghan might be in trouble.
He could be on the outs.
To be honest, I don't think we're going to see Neal till October. I've got a hunch. I don't know.
Might,
I don't know why, but I just feel like there's something there.
In the next issue, we have our roster kind of forecast, and I think there's a chance that Neal could. Right now, I have Neal on PUP. Now we'll see
if anything changes
over the next couple of days. But
and I'm not sure I'd go with Wellborn over O'Callaghan. I understand the versatility.
Well, I think he's. The question is how much does he have left? I mean, he's obviously a better
player.
Ten-year veteran. Yeah. I mean, he's a better. I mean, he has a.
Oh,
he's got
a better track
a
record. Let's not get into that Lynch argument again with track records versus.
I can't wait. To see the name Wellborn on the back of a shirt.
Now you disrespected John Lynch.
Not as much as you disrespected Junior Seau.
Let's see. Colin from Pittstone, England says he just.
I can't wait to see Jamal.
he just wants to say that the T-shirt made its way to England and it's brilliant. Thank you. I am one of
brilliant.
Many now trying to spread the
not.
Word in UK. Haven't missed a show for over 3 years, and I like the Pats. I think your team is stronger now going into the new season. I did have a question for the only useless person there, though.
Yes.
If you ever find him, why is it my friends at PFW can ship a T-shirt to me in England at the cost of $8.45, but if I try to buy it through the pro shop, it costs $35 to ship? Well, that can only be answered by Ken Flanders.
I believe we have him.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
$35 to ship?
And Colin says, P.S., I think Eric is gay. T-shirts would be huge sellers worldwide.
Totally unrelated item. P.S., I think Eric is gay.
Once again, Fred adding things to emails.
Did I add that to the email, Mini Gary?
What the hell are you doing?
Pushing buttons.
I don't know what he's doing.
Yes, Fred. Exactly.
Okay.
No, I'm not answering that.
There's a moratorium on that issue.
Phil from Nova Scotia, I'm wondering how you guys think Maroney has looked so far this preseason.
And
I'm hoping that we see the decisive, fast, and aggressive Maroney this year instead of the one that seems to be auditioning for Dancing with the Stars instead of finding a scene.
I like that.
I still see parts of both because actually some other well-respected Boston media member said to me yesterday, oh, see right there? That's Maroney's problem because he danced when he shouldn't have been dancing and he had a hole instead of somebody else, Paul. I'll tell you later off the air. I don't want to throw other people's comments out on the air.
I agree with you. But for once, you actually showed discretion.
Now, in the game,
it's impressive.
I sort of disregard because, as we said, I think everything they wanted to do offensively was directly related to the offensive line, and you didn't really get a good glimpse at some of the skill guys and things of that nature. So I have high hopes for him. That 1,400-yard thing was kind of a joke, but kind of serious because if he can stay healthy, I think he has the talent. Now he just needs to put it together.
What I like is that he's been out there every day, and we haven't seen that out of him in the first two
games. No red shirt. He's
no red shirt, no missed practices. Yep. He's been out there every day. And
Sammy Morris, too, for the most part. For the most part, he's been healthy, and he's, you know.
Except when he missed those practices and then the first preseason game.
I said for the most part.
Speaking of the whole running
game,
back
he missed
thing,
it.
I read a couple of places where some people said it wouldn't be out of the question if Belichick kept five.
I think it's
yards.
A lock. It's a
five
lock.
Running backs, I think.
Echols out, but Evans is in.
Yes. Yeah, I would think. Yeah.
So from a yardage standpoint, I don't know how 1,400 is realistic. For
if he keeps all those, I'm not going to lie to you, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But with the diminished role,
he's not going to get the 330 carries or whatever it would take to get that many yards.
Right.
But
1,000 would be.
Which should help his durability.
And I really don't care if he has like 5.2 a carry in seven.
Yeah. That's not.
Hey, if he has another December like he had last year, I think.
No, I know, but
right.
If he's.
I agree with you. You can't do that.
Right.
You can't play that game.
If
he had gotten 100 more carries and averaged 5.2,
right.
You can't do that. That's part of being a 1,400-yard back,
right.
To be able to stand up to that workload. Not that he couldn't, but we haven't seen the evidence that he can.
You know who Sammy Morris's son's favorite player is? Lawrence Maroney.
Maroney, yeah. They're neighbors, right?
Oh, I know. But yesterday he ran across the field, ran by his dad, and jumped into Lawrence Maroney's arm.
Well, I saw Maroney.
Ooh.
Imagine
that's
that.
Wrong.
Dissed by your own kid.
Does Maroney have kids, too? Or at least a child?
I don't know.
Because I thought
Paul Perillo.
No. Hey, this is Lawrence Maroney.
What is
AKA
disrespectful
Kool-Aid.
About that? There was
know
a little kid that he said, "Go and that Maroney
L-train.
Said, go jump on
step
Sammy."
Step the game up, player.
I assumed that was Maroney's kid that he was telling to go jump on Sammy Morris, but I don't. I mean, I don't think there's anything disrespectful about that. He's a grown man.
Wow.
Was that insensitive?
No,
he's
it
asking
depends.
A simple question.
If it wasn't prearranged and the kid just ran by his father, it's kind of, you know, if I was his dad, I'd be like, hey, what about me? Wouldn't you?
I think Paul was asking.
He was just excited to see Maroney.
I'm asking if Sammy Morris has a child. That's all. I mean, if Lawrence Maroney has a child.
Oh, I don't know.
Is that a disrespectful question to ask?
No.
Well, I'm getting these looks like I'm broaching
controversial
topic.
I stay out of paternity issues with star athletes.
Okay, well, you know.
Maybe Morris's son was excited to see Lawrence Maroney on the back of a jersey.
Well,
I remember, you know, it's not a. I remember back in 97. One of the interns, whose job it was to pick up the rookies at the airport, and he had like a little minivan. Three of the rookies coming back from Logan. These are guys that are 22 years old talking about their kids.
Right.
I got two, you got one. And I remember him telling me, they all have kids.
What?
It's like an off-limit topic
one of those
for me.
Topics
I don't really dive into that.
But it is what it is.
Am I missing?
No, I think what Andy's just saying is he'd rather just not talk about that issue.
In general.
In general.
What in the hell?
I'll talk about
it
about
on?
My life or your life, Eric,
yeah.
But
getting involved in the players.
About Eric's
thing.
Life, yeah.
But doesn't anyone want to talk football?
I'm pretty sure Eric doesn't have any kids.
I didn't know it was taboo.
I took health class.
Oh, see, it doesn't mean it doesn't work.
No, but certain things
going,
need to come in contact.
Yeah.
And Eric sticks it in the wrong hole.
All right.
See, at least Eric can laugh.
Maybe you should go to Rook.
I don't want to.
He should just go somewhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
We have emails. This is what happens when you don't read emails.
All right. What? Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address.
You all right, Mike?
This is a guy who gives me a dirty look.
I am all right. You're not all right.
This is the guy who gives me a dirty look for asking if Lawrence Maroney has a son. And he just suggested that Eric doesn't. I'll never get this show.
I saw a company. Speaking of insensitive, I saw a company that had a truck, a mobile DNA van on the highway.
What's that now?
And you know what their phone number is?
No.
1-877 ID my dad.
Wow.
I mean. Wow. It's like I came up with the gimmick for that company. I mean, isn't that one of those subjects?
What happened to the bookmobile?
It's on Maury Povich.
Now they got the DNA truck going.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if your neighbor, if you saw that in the yard, like, all of a sudden it'd be like Gossip Central. You'd be like, oh.
I love when they have paternity tests on Maury Povich.
Well, that's what
And they bring out like 10 guys and none of them are the father and they're all high-fiving and dancing. It's great.
So back in my day, the ice cream truck would come. You'd run to it. Now the DNA truck comes and everyone runs away. Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-bum.
I'll be here for one night only. All right.
You want to make $5 the hard way?
Kind of like Eric.
BC writes in, longtime listener, first-time emailer.
Oh, good.
Really appreciate your work with the blog. And even though I live in Costa Rica and can't get the paper, your shows are great. I had a question regarding the O-line. Shouldn't the Pats be looking at a guy like LeCharles Bentley instead of putting John Lynch through physicals? He should be able to fill in at right guard. I think Neil is going to start the year at PUP, and they could sign him to a one-year favorable deal, looking for him to play for his next contract in 09.
I mean, I don't know what his health status is.
Yeah. That's not the dumbest suggestion we've heard.
But my guess is if no one's interested, then there's still lingering health issues. I know he asked for his release.
That would be my guess, too. And I would wonder just, and Bill would know the answer to this. I mean, how much of a difference would a healthy LeCharles Bentley be compared to Hochstein and or Yates? I don't know. Maybe that's a significant jump. I know that Bentley was,
a rising star.
As recently as 2 years ago, considered a rising stud lineman, but staph infection and knee injury and all kinds of stuff.
Speaking of which, keep an eye out. Did you see the Braylon Edwards thing?
Is he sick?
Dante Stallworth somehow stepped on his heel, sliced his heel open. He's got this major cut. But in Cleveland, if you have a cut, all of a sudden it seems like you end up in the hospital with a staph infection. Remember they had that like toilet leak or something in the ceiling and there's staph everywhere.
Hmm. In all seriousness, that's a major concern, major problem.
I'm being dead serious.
No, that is disgusting, actually.
If I was a free agent, that would be in my mind.
I would not want to go there.
I mean, once, okay, you had an issue.
They've had like five.
They've cleaned it. They've done like the bleach, the whole place, and it just keeps coming back.
Oh, my God.
And that's supposed to be like
broken.
This beautiful stadium.
Oh, it's a nice
facility.
Stadium. It is a nice stadium, but obviously they have an issue. And that's,
apparently it's lipstick on a pig, Paul.
Perfume on a pig.
Perfume on a pig.
That's Fred's way.
Ben is from Boston. He says the show is showing some promise with the new addition and the emergence of a suddenly outgoing and talkative and very much opinionated Eric. Keep it up, guys. I want to know if it is true that John Lynch has come in yesterday to meet the team, try out for a contract. It is true. If so, is he coming to replace Tank Williams in that he will play a safety linebacker role in our new system? I would have loved the addition of Lynch about 2 years ago, but now he has lost a step. I know
six.
He's always loved the idea of coming here.
Four Pro Bowls in a row.
And always praised the Pats. I think he will add fear to our safety position to have two old, tough, hard-nosed safeties that will tear your head off at will in Lynch and Harrison.
Fear for who?
And
they
do you think that with the addition of Favre that the Jets will be more competitive with us for the next few years?
No.
Even though we have whooped Favre's behind since the Brady era began, Mangini is gone from the Jets after this year. See you later, Mandina.
I don't know. He said they whooped his behinds.
It's like a 10-part question. Right. I mean, there's a lot to get to.
Didn't they beat the Packers once in the Brady era? They lost once in the Brady era.
And the Packers beat them here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was actually one of the worst played games the Patriots have played.
You are correct.
It ended the uniforms that I like. That's the game where the ball was on the ground. Everyone just looked at it.
And Steven Neal's career as well.
They were just out of sorts.
Yeah, by hustling.
Go, Pack, go.
Shows you, you be smart, you make a heads-up play, what does it do? Ends your career.
Exactly.
But wouldn't it happen to Manny?
That's true.
So, no, I don't think that. I think it makes the Jets more competitive for other teams, but not with the Patriots.
What?
Yeah, that's my theory, Fred. They're going to beat up on bad teams and...
Actually, Favre's already complaining his arm is tired.
Yeah, that was
ridiculous. He just got there.
And he fell 38.
He flew all the way to Green Bay.
It was his fifth day of practice.
And to be fair, he hadn't thrown in 8 months. All of a sudden, they're asking him to throw all the time.
But how about he? To be honest, I feel like I'm 38 today.
I thought that was all that video of him running around in his boxer.
Evidently not, Fred.
Those khaki shorts and the cutoff shirt, and he was throwing to high school kids.
Oh, the high school kids, yeah. He did all that.
He looked good.
He did a lot of that.
He looked good.
So was Armstrong.
I thought he looked good with those high school kids. Yeah. I don't know why
he made them look like fools.
He's like a man among boys.
Misha in Montreal says, I was pretty shocked when not only Mike, but a couple emailers wrote in to tell you guys the coin toss is irrelevant. I'm sorry, but I'd much rather listen to a football strategy discussion than a discussion on the strategies of taking pictures in Egypt. One key point you guys didn't mention is that with the opening possession of the second half, you can run the offense based on the score. So if you're down by 17, you'll go for a quick score and might be more inclined to go for 7 over 3. But if you're up by 20, you'll lean towards a clock-eating drive. I think it's just common sense that an extra possession later in the game is more valuable than an extra possession at the beginning.
I'm not big on
also, Paul, I put your face on the map over Montreal, but I'm too lazy. Plus, you're so far behind, it won't change anything. Hi, Mike, by Eric.
You see, that's the kind of... that's the kind of attitude that's costing us votes. You know, there's so many people that want to, you know, put their face for Andy and for Eric and for me, but they're not doing it because we're so far behind.
My vote doesn't count, so I'm not going to vote. Right.
Well, your
I
vote
choose
doesn't
not
count.
To
there's
run.
There's no face for you.
Got to take it one vote at a time. You know
every vote counts.
Every
Misha.
Vote does
every
count.
Vote counts. Get it up.
You could be
put
the swing
it on the
vote.
Map. Montreal.
Right. Could be the swing vote.
Relax over there.
What?
It wasn't like Eric said that.
What?
Get it up.
Oh, you know,
Paul will get it up when he can.
See what happens? Dead air and you blurt something out.
Right. See, that's what happens. When we're left to our own, we just wander off. Fred, you got to keep the emails being read.
Webradio at patriots.com.
Or just give out the address.
Our next emailer is 14. And he says, that's not good. He says, my dad and I are going.
Oh, it's a he? Bummer.
My dad and I are going. My dad and I are going to the Patriots first.
Paul.
Yep.
Oh,
Fred's getting mad now because he can't.
Fred's giving
reading.
You the death stare now. Yeah, shut up, everybody. He's trying to read.
God. Shush. This young man's trying to send us an email.
I'm listening.
And you keep interrupting.
Sorry.
All right. My dad and I are going to the Patriots first Tampa Bay game this weekend. This will be my first NFL game, and I was just wondering what I should expect from it. For example, how long do you think Brady will play?
22 plays.
A quarter.
What can we expect from Mayo?
Wait a minute. Wait, he's going to the game Sunday?
Yeah, in
Tampa
Bay.
Where do you get this 22 plays from?
My head.
Just go with quarters.
I think it all depends
on the quarter.
Just go with drives. If it's
It all depends on the amount of snaps.
That's why
you
I said 22 plays.
I agree.
You can have an 18-play drive. You can play two.
Because if it's one drive and it's great, they might get out of there. Or, I mean, it can vary.
Like I think I mentioned Tuesday, if they open the game with like a 15-play touchdown drive, I don't think he plays much more.
Right.
But if they go three and out three times, he could be still playing at the end of the half.
Mayo expect good things. Keep an eye on him. No, I'm being serious. He's fun to watch because he does a little bit of everything. You see him hitting guards and tackles. And he doesn't just get blown up, and you see him run with running backs, and he's step for step.
Yeah, Andy's going to continue his 10-part series on Gerard Mayo this week by just watching every play.
No, but one of the things we saw about him was his ability to shoot into the backfield and drop the guys for a loss. So that may be one thing you want to look out for.
He does have that speed we've been coveting.
Who are some other guys, some other guys that are lesser known? You know, like a guy like Andy just talking earlier in the show about Antoine Spann. He's a guy that not a lot of people know about, number 28 safety. He'll be out there probably – relatively early.
First half.
You know, give a watch to him, see if he like some of the stuff that we all thought he played very well in camp. We don't think he played really well against the Ravens. So I'd be watching to see if he can put put that stuff on the field in a game.
That's actually a big game for him when you think about it now.
I think Spann is a guy that has some potential. I'd like to see
And if your eyes are quick enough, keep your eye on number 18.
Matthew Slater.
So basically focus on between the goal line and the 20.
Yeah, because that's where he's
going to
run
into the 22.
Wall.
Come on, let's not disrespect him.
To be serious, just watch the linebackers. Crable, Red, Guyton, they've all had their own share of making plays, running around. And it's a position you can kind of watch and kind of see them diagnose the play and, you know, make hits, pass rush, different things. I mean, obviously, it's not as fun to watch like Billy Yates. Keep an eye on him, see what he's doing in there at guard.
Also, do you think Chad Jackson will step up in this game?
No.
No.
Really?
No.
We're off him.
I think he'll get an opportunity, but I'm off him.
Wow.
He couldn't step up in yesterday's practice when Brady threw an out, and for some reason Chad Jackson, I think, thought he was at the sideline, pulled up. The ball sailed out of bounds, and Brady yelled a bad word and then continue or run it out or something.
And I meant to ask you guys about that because I read almost everywhere that that play was talked about, and, you know, everybody's assuming that Brady's in the right, I would imagine.
Yeah,
this is
way.
What's happened. That's
Castle's in the right, so why not Brady?
No, everybody assumed that Castle was in the wrong. That was my point. And this is what's going on. And the reason why I took Castle's side on that was because of this. I've seen this with Brady a million times, and I have no doubt that Brady's in the right. So when I see the other quarterbacks, Gutierrez has been upset with Chad Jackson, and Castle's been upset with Chad Jackson, I'm going to assume that the receiver is not where he's supposed to be.
Well, I changed my mind, like you said, when Gutierrez called him out later in that same game. Mm-hmm. Then I said, okay, well, then it's probably him. I mean, it can't just be one guy.
I mean, it's
getting pissed off.
And that's why, more than any other reason, that's why I'm off of him.
Practice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. You're not going to chew a guy out if it's his first mistake ever, but when it's repetitive, that's when you get upset. And for the record, he also has been removed from all his major reps at punt return and kick return.
Right.
Wow. He's now, when they do special teams now, he used to get all the punt return reps, all the kicker. Now, put on the little red thing and be a body.
And do you think that we will all see more of Castle and less of Gutierrez and O'Connell, or vice versa?
Well, Gutierrez has been playing. I mean, he hasn't been playing.
That's the key. I don't think you'll see much O'Connell this week. I think you're going to see more of the other guys, but Eric's right. If Gutierrez can't play, that might change things.
Right. I think you might have seen more Gooch this week had he been healthy.
Right. So I think you'll probably see more O'Connell.
His time peters out as, I mean, he isn't really competing for any.
No, but I think you'll see more of him in this game if Gutierrez doesn't play, because then that'll give him a chance to get a little bit more reps than he might not
Could
have ordinarily.
And we'll see
had.
If he's the same player.
Ooh. Jessica Alba's on TV now.
Oh,
so hot.
Very nice. Silence. Let's see. Todd in Nova Scotia. Word is Joe Horn wants out of Atlanta. Do you think, since Chad Jackson is going to be looking for work very soon, Horn could be brought in?
I'd love to see Horn on the back of a Patriot jersey.
You got to say
it a little differently. You have to use like that hushed like voice.
John
of,
Facenda voice.
Yeah,
I'd love to see Horn.
That's a little erotic, actually. Why don't you calm down?
That would be good.
Fred wants to see it that much.
Paul, I know you kind of rolled your eyes at the emailer. Is that one of those things that's off the
That's one of those things.
Again!
No, and I roll my eyes in general at our emailers when every single player that becomes available, even as Paul said, sometimes guys that sign with other teams, how come we didn't go after that player? But we were talking about it, Paul. After the top of the wide receiver depth chart, it's not
they
really
have three,
all that exciting.
They have three guys right now that Tom Brady can rely on. That's not enough.
You'll read about it next week.
And I know
too.
They're great. I know Moss and Welker are great.
No, but that's not enough to rely on. I was going to say the
third guy I think we've seen is best suited as a fourth guy who picks his punches and hits and goes, and now he's forced into the third role. Would it be out of the realm of possibility that, and I haven't done enough looking at all the other camps, that a veteran guy gets cut?
I would much rather
in.
Have Joe Horn come in and fill a third receiver role than
Mike Williams.
All right, so let's start to
worry about what Chad Jackson's doing.
So the sign Joe Horn movement starts
right
here.
How about sign veteran receiver? I'm not really sure it's
Joe Horn. Bring in other receivers.
Terry Glenn. Bill Belichick loves Terry Glenn, according to Mike Felger.
If not for that baggage.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the perfect
I
guy.
See, I would see Glenn going to Miami.
That's the perfect guy if not for that baggage.
He visited there or something.
No, Paul's right, though. Beyond Jabbar Gaffney, the cup is really bare.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of scary. Because they're all, not the to rest mention, of the guys the two, are all special teamers.
The two
yeah.
guys
really
Paul has penciled in are injured.
Hurt. Yeah. I mean, right now, you
suddenly
know,
Matthew Slater's your number four receiver.
Right. I mean, they have Kelly Washington and Sam Aiken. Now, I think Kelly Washington might have enough to be able to fill in as that fourth or fifth guy. But he hasn't been out there.
We haven't seen anything.
Imagine that. Yeah. Matthew Slater could be higher on the New England Patriots depth chart than he was at UCLA a year ago.
And I have seen nothing from him, by the way, as a receiver.
Oh, God, no.
You know who had some good catches yesterday?
He's a great, I mean, he looks great returning kicks.
You know who had some good catches yesterday? Ray Ventrone.
Ray Ventrone has caught the ball all camp.
Uke's Baird looks good, huh?
But he made catches in traffic and was getting hit high and low and still holding on to the ball, which was very impressive.
There was a unique little sandwich that you wouldn't have cared about, but it was Brandon Merriweather, Ray Ventrone, and Gerard Mayo, 31, 41, and 51.
I was just going
They squished him.
There was Mayo in that sandwich.
I was just going with two first-round picks and 5 foot nothing.
Well, actually, my line was...
He made the catch, though.
My line was, oh, that's good. Our last two first-round picks can't cover Ray Ventrone.
Not surprised you took the negative. Sorry, Fred.
Montreal Mike in Florida writes in, hey, guys, Just four words on the Patriots this year.
Mayo!
A well-balanced attack. See, Paul, that wasn't that hard. But
Mayo!
But is Sammy Morris still the number two guy, or does Jordan take that spot this year?
No, it's still Morris to me.
I'd say it's still Morris at this point.
We haven't seen Jordan out there for a couple of days.
Ever since I requested him.
Yeah,
he's avoiding Andy.
That's Hart's kiss of death.
I think that's a good question.
I do, too. I don't really feel strongly.
I think Lamont Jordan's a better running back than Sammy Morris.
I think he's more talented.
So I don't know.
At this point, I think it's still
Morris.
I think
he's more versatile. I don't know about.
I think he's better.
I think he's more
talented. At this point, you think he's more talented?
Yeah, I do.
Well, assuming we're going to run the wishbone this year, we're going to need them all.
How would that be like after last year? They threw the ball like 60% of the time. We're just going the opposite. We're going to just run the ball every play.
Moss, tick, 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 tick.
Chris
Stock
Brady,
100
tick,
times
tick, tick, tick.
Chris with a TIAN again. Guys and Fred with
Chris
the Eric.
He
says, guys and Fred with the Eric. I notice in the blog that there always seems to be 17 or 19 players who are not practicing. Were those numbers this high last year? Also, when healthy, will Hobbs man Asante's old spot, or will he stay on his normal side?
He's been on the left side, right? Hobbs?
Yes.
He's been on the left side. I think for the most part you're going to see him probably over there.
Offensive left or the defensive left?
Whatever.
Defensive.
The defensive left, yeah.
Because I saw him taking a lot of reps on the right side.
He's gone...
both ways?
He's gone both ways, yeah.
I've seen him mostly on the left, but I didn't see yesterday's practice, so... It could be out. He obviously, the day he came back, he anointed himself the left corner. Just, you know.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's what I am. That's what I've always been.
Get back to making how long Ellis Hobbs plays.
Matter of fact, someone asked the question, and he said, how long have you been around? You know, when I was a rookie, I played the left side or whatever. You know, he does not lack for confidence, as everybody knows.
Watching Chad Johnson a little bit on Sports Channel.
It's like Burt Sugar.
Sports Channel? Didn't
Sports
that go
Center.
Out of business
coming
15
up next,
years ago?
Mike Gorman's going to break down the Celtics on Prism.
Has he gone over the top, Chad Johnson? Has he lost it a little bit?
Yeah, he's always been.
I mean, he's always been a little crazy, but now I think there might be a piece of paper that certifies
Did I really hear that he wants to change his name legally to
Ocho Cinco
so he can put it on his jersey?
Right.
Now that's
PJ,
funny.
Who's your mama?
Championship.
Well, ESPN's going to eat it up for the next 7 months, so might as well just run it into the ground.
But he really is...
He said he could beat Michael Phelps in a swimming race.
Yeah, he said that, too.
All right, yeah. See, that's stupid.
Why don't you catch passes?
He challenged the horse and got killed.
Yeah.
All right.
He's embarrassing himself.
Let's see. 1:29, we need to take a break, but when we come back, Strippers has a question for Andy.
Taylor on the turn, takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Rams! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Reds have the lead. Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants. The Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant in Bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information, and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins. When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
We don't have any catchy jingles. We should probably get some jingles for the show. You know, Patriots, PFW in progress.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here in PFW in progress.
That never really caught on.
No.
making our way through the show, now in our last eighth.
Our last eighth?
No, last quarter. If you want to break up
I'm
the show
holding
into
up my fours.
If you want to
fourth quarter.
If you want to break
finish
up
strong.
Break up the show into quarters, we're in our last one.
Okay.
Another
it was my understanding
class?
That there would be no math.
And boy, I'm in the
one I told you about.
I'm in the twilight of my career. Ooh,
I wasn't listening
killed.
To you. Those have been falling like
unbelievable
every other day.
The cranes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I walk around in the construction area here at Gillette. It's not as bad as it was about a month ago, but I don't see how people don't get killed every day. I mean, you really have to have your wits about you when you're.
Right.
I mean, there's guys with girders and.
So when you come to that preseason game, make sure you take a tour.
I mean, you have to be looking up and down everywhere you go because you're either tripping on something or hitting your head.
Because if there was a some kind of, I don't know. Speaking of getting hit on the head.
All right, Strippers has a question for Andy. He says, between Mayo and Mendenhall, who will have more Pro Bowls?
You shouldn't even be thinking about this, really.
Why?
Mayo, come on.
Well, I
Mark Tate,
a
McFadden
there.
Stinks. He will not be a great pro and will not be in the league in 5 years.
Well, that's an easy one, if that was the question, McFadden, Mendenhall.
Mayo or Mendenhall?
Come on.
No, I know.
Come on.
I'm going to go Mayo.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Okay, and if
life of a running back
shorter. Why is that so easy? I don't understand.
It wasn't.
That's why I was.
No, Evick's all mad at you, though.
He's always mad. He's an angry little man. Frustration is built up.
He obviously loves them both.
I know. I hadn't even thought of that.
What?
Like November or December.
Yeah.
30 carries for Mendenhall and 30 opportunities for him to meet Mayo.
Wow.
Nice.
You're going to be okay?
Now the question
even
is,
if it's not your week for
do
the
I
analysis
wear?
That week, should I just give it to you?
Yeah, please.
Andy's going to be producing his own mayo.
Do I?
Oh,
very
that's
disgusting.
That's a very Andy-like
that was
comment.
That was very well done right there.
He's becoming more like me in recent weeks. Yeah. It's kind of
that was
weird.
That was very well done.
You're going to have to go to confession this Sunday, you know.
It's gross, but very well done.
No. I don't go to confession.
You don't go to confession?
I go straight to the top.
Oh, you have a direct line?
I don't deal with the middleman.
He doesn't have any sins. Look at him. He does nothing.
Selective religious... You like beliefs?
No, the Catholic Church is a little too strict for my liking.
Really?
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
I've been struggling with this whole thing myself.
Paul believes in roast beef, so, you know.
You guys know I'm not the most religious person in the world, but I've been struggling with this because of my kids. Like, what do I...
Roast
you know,
beef?
What do I... what do I do with, you know, for my kids?
No, it's an issue.
Because I really
what does
don't,
Beth believe
you know,
in?
She's the same as me.
So she's kind of agnostic.
Yeah.
But grew up Catholic?
Yeah. We're both Catholic, and neither one of us are really practicing right. Catholic.
Well, the best way to not believe in Catholicism is go to Catholic school, which is what I did. So now I don't believe in it anymore.
He's right about that.
Yeah. I went to 8 years of Catholic school and got to high school and told my mother I don't believe in it anymore.
No, don't even get that. We tried to have that talk earlier today, and he
what, Andy?
Know. Yeah, if it wasn't in Jesus Christ Superstar, Andy doesn't really know anything
I
about
I think religion,
religion
is stupid.
Andy doesn't believe in any of it because he doesn't believe they could make a halo big enough for his head, so.
No, I believe in that stuff.
The horns fit, though.
I don't understand how people so passionately fight about something
that could be fiction.
The thing about it is, well, see, I understand both sides.
Just the people that fight about it don't believe it could be fiction.
If you truly believe it's
but one thinks that guy's is fiction and ours is the real one, and the other guy thinks his is fiction.
That's the definition
of
fiction.
Why can't they see that they both could be fiction?
Yeah.
Well, then you don't believe it if it's fiction. You know
Someone from the outside could look at that way. But if you're on the inside, you don't have any doubt that it's real.
Right, right.
You're brainwashed. It's a cult. Catholicism is a cult.
I'm on the inside, I'm on the inside, but I agree with you. I have a small
but
bit
you
of
don't,
but Catholics, but would you, it's but our would way you or the somebody? Highway, and to me, that's a cult.
Well,
that's
all,
I'm saying to people, he's asking
all
how you can
fight about their fundamental base to believe that there is one truth. Yes. And that is our religion.
But for Catholics, it's like you took a left instead of a right, you're out of our religion. Like, it's a cult. You have to do step by step what they want.
You just go to church, you go home at the end of the day.
No.
You
got
to
live your life with everything.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Eric, tell him.
No,
it's strict. Andy's kind of right. If you don't adhere to certain things and you make publicly known that,
they say,
thanks for coming, we don't need you anymore.
Right. Well, they can't have the censors or it doesn't work.
I've never been
The whole system breaks down. It's like the world of George.
You can't get kicked out.
It's like a cult.
First of all, the Catholic Church has become more lenient with Mass to begin with in the last few years, as far as I've noticed, because I went for like 5 years to like a Protestant church and noticed it was like a variety show. It's like Jay Leno. They bring out a guy playing the triangle and somebody playing the bells. Then you go to a Catholic church and you expect a more rigid, strict set of rules. But even now, they announce bulletins at the beginning of Mass. Man, I like that stuff. Actually, I want it the way it should be. 45 minutes. Here's what you do after the homily. Here's what you do after the prayer. And then you go home. And that's the end of it.
That's actually pretty much. Have you been lately?
Yeah, but it's not like that anymore. My church now, they're presentation on Merrill Spring Ave. And now they're making it like it's a, you know, it's
some
like
good Catholic church talk.
I was going to say, if they didn't like our talk about the coin toss, I can only imagine what they're doing.
It's like the View now, you know, they have people come up and announce this, announce that, and they're cracking jokes.
Well, that might be in that church.
It's one big game. Yeah,
it's
everything's
different.
A big joke to everybody.
What do they say, a priest, a rabbi?
We had the last guy, we had a visiting priest come in. He goes on for 45 minutes about some pamphlet he made for, like, starving children. It was like a PR stunt.
Wow.
Mike Parenti, not
Let's
happy.
Get to the point. Angry. Let's get to the point. Let's go home.
Okay.
Dana brings up a good point, Fred.
Yes.
Mayo versus Mendenhall. Someone quickly give Andy a sock.
Oh. Dana also writes in and says he was at camp on Tuesday with my recently purchased Mayo jersey.
Good call, Dana. Who?
And managed to catch what? Dana.
I got confused whether I was thinking of that email that he read or.
Right.
Sorry.
Anyway, he managed to catch a glance of us. He thinks
Why didn't
Paul.
You say hi?
Paul is actually fatter than he looks in photos.
I love Dana.
Andy is pretty short, and yes, his head is huge. Fred too is also pretty huge, and Parenti is easily the best dressed of the crew. I didn't see Eric, but I'm sure he looked gay.
Eric's going to be mad about that.
What do you mean? Someone else is best dressed?
Just kidding, Eric. I actually don't want you to go to Rook. You're too much fun to laugh at.
Well, you're going to get your wish.
So where was he? I missed the beginning
of that.
He was
at camp on Tuesday.
Oh.
He should have come up and said hello.
What was I wearing on Tuesday?
Remember, he wrote in. He was on the Cape, and he wanted to know if the weather was going to be nice.
I remember an email. I didn't remember who it was. Yes, I do remember.
Fred, you'll be next time.
You'll be happy to know Brian Lowe was signing autographs for multiple crowds
of children.
I saw
that on Patriots Today.
Oh, they did. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
They shot it and showed it on Patriots Today.
Oh, that is
shameless.
Brian Lowe signing autographs.
Over the top.
Over the top.
The fact that he did it is fine. The fact that they actually put it on the show is over the top.
No, he's a celebrity.
Make sure you go tell your friends to go fuck yourself.
That's what he signed, too, on the...
That edit has to be tweaked. One kid, it's a little bit too close.
It needs
close.
To be, you know, edited.
Yeah. Fred, one kid gave him a Papagino's plate to sign.
Right? Really?
Yeah.
Right?
Really?
I heard
you don't think that's you don't think that's funny.
Well, I saw the one woman give him her panties.
You didn't see that.
Yeah, she handed Brian Lowe her panties.
And what did he do?
It's like Tom Jones out there. It's unbelievable.
They're throwing room keys at him.
Yeah, he's wearing that hat. About 5 years ago, someone sent us the ugliest PFW hat ever.
Oh,
who? What? and Minnie Gary's wearing it.
They were very nice hats, Fred. Somebody went through the trouble of making them.
Who made the hat?
I don't know, but someone went through the trouble.
All right, no, they were very nice. It was the gesture was nice, but they're god ugly.
But it looks good on. But it looks good on you.
I'm sorry.
I told he's wearing out the cap today.
No, are you really?
Oh my god,
that's classic.
Go ahead,
someone
kid.
Get a photo.
Wow.
Can't even see the greasy hair.
We got to give him some work boots. He'll look like a trucker.
Yeah. Why can't I be the director?
He looks like Ashton Kutcher
hey,
right now.
Whitey, over where's your hat?
Well, that wouldn't be a bad thing, right?
No, I think he's attractive.
Well, I think the girls think he is, you know. So.
Well, the
he gets a lot of tail.
Minnie Gary already has the Matt Liner thing going on.
Ashton Kutcher.
He's married to Demi Moore, you know.
Is he?
She's like, that was a while ago, Fred.
Oh, who's the one I'm thinking of? The one that broke up with Jessica Simpson?
Tony Romo?
No. Before the first boyfriend.
Nick Lachey?
Nick Lachey is the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah. He's fallen like a stone.
Really?
Soon he's going to be appearing at, like the Foxy Lady.
Yeah. Or something. Oh, okay.
He is?
Nick Lachey
is going to
be appearing there?
All male review?
John Mayer is the guy you want to be, Fred.
I want to be John Mayer? Yeah. No, he's too much of a puss.
He's dating Jen Aniston.
And he's been with Jennifer Love Hewitt, Jessica Simpson, every hot girl.
That Aniston girl, she's
no, you
want to
be Scott Baio.
You don't want her.
I was going to say, he's the current version, the updated version of Scott
Who's
Baio.
Going out with Jessica Alba? That's who I want.
She's married with child.
She's married.
Really?
And her child's
probably her husband.
Honor, because it was an honor to have her dancer's kid. That's stupid.
Clear. Cash Warren? I think
stupid.
Warren?
Who's that? We've digressed into the male view, and Andy just snarfed his Pepsi.
I got him.
What did
you say? He just made.
Are you kidding me?
He just put the gayest look on his face and goes stupid. So I did it again.
People won't like this show.
All right.
They already like it now?
Eric, why do you keep napkins with you at all times?
Because you snuff your Pepsi, that's why.
But this such occasion.
Back to football, Joel in Merrimack, New Hampshire. After listening to Tuesday's show, I noticed that no one talked about the lack of production with the screen game. One of the commentators noted that every time the Pats tried a screen, the Ravens were all over it. Any thoughts on this? Was this inability the Pats to sell it, or were the Ravens defense just smelling it out?
Yeah, we talked about it on the podcast yesterday.
We actually did. And we
passes.
Talked about the fact that everything they tried to do offensively in the game was affected by the lack of an offensive
line.
Line.
Right. And I also think that one of the few plays that was successful in that game was a screen. Early in the
Which
I don't
one?
Know how early it was, but they had one first down in like the first quarter and a half, and it was like a 12-yard screen.
Well, that kind of surprised me because in practice, I haven't seen they've been running a lot of screens, as we talked about on the podcast, Mike mentioned. But I haven't seen them really execute the screen very well.
The offensive line just got completely blown up in that game.
No,
this
not just the game,
in
camp.
PFW, by the way.
Throughout camp.
I mean, we've seen that every day.
That's my point.
No, I'm saying the defensive line has been absolutely dominant every day. So as long as they're tackling, the screens, you can't really tell how bad they are until you see the game because they're not tackling. And we were joking about that, the play that Mayo made, great play early in the game where he immediately sniffed it out, got out there, and then the guy cut back inside him. I think it was Ray Rice, and someone else was there to make the tackle. And I joked with Andy, I said, it's a little harder when you're not just tapping the guy in the shoulder to signify the tackle like you do in camp.
Kind of like yesterday when they ran I don't know whether it was a fake field goal or if it was a bad snap. Chris Hansen was running out left, and Sean Crable was out there to make the play and let up. And Hansen does a spin move back to the middle of the field, and everybody cheers as
he got
in the end
zone.
But Sean Crable would have killed him.
Did he do a little somersault?
He did, yeah.
I saw the picture in the Herald.
He did a somersault?
Yeah.
Really?
Over the goal line, yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
And they wrote,
he was sort of falling
they wrote after
and
a
oh,
fake,
okay. Yeah,
and they wrote after like, a fake field goal. I was wondering if that's a violation.
It probably was. They'll probably get a reprimand by certain members of the
Which it's out there now.
Yeah, I'm clearly citing the report in the photo.
Right.
It was out there when the 6,000 people at camp saw it.
It was out there when I put it in the blog, too.
Well, let's stay away from that one. Yeah. I want to edit that
let's
out.
Let's delete that one.
Mike from Reading, North Reading to be exact, says
where Ken Flanders is from.
First off,
G-Money in the booth over there.
Really?
Flanders is an original.
Gary's
he's
back. Gary, where you been?
Flanders has cooties. Flanders has cooties.
Revolution marketing meeting.
Ooh. Wow.
That must have been
telling me.
Although very important, though, because you need to figure out something.
See, I was thinking you just go, no one cares. Meeting adjourned.
So how you doing on the 2,800 drummers
We're
for the opening day game?
I got one. We're on our way.
Right, we have a drummer?
I got one.
Little drummer boy?
Are you lying?
Eric?
Now
what?
Little drummer boy.
Why don't you have Eric sing an anthem? And that's cross promotion. Patriots Football Weekly's own Eric Scalabrine.
Oh, that would
be huge.
That's not
a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
I bet you we could get 68,000 people here for that.
Eric, would you do it?
That's a lot.
Would you sing the anthem?
If Gary wants it.
Wow.
Gary, can we?
Here we
He's
go.
Better than some of the people you've run out there.
No kidding.
like when I no kidding.
Gary's upset now.
He's really upset.
I don't like when you guys criticize the pregame entertainment.
Two gender does. He's cracking up behind him.
You mean Isla Brown's not as, you know, better than Eric? Come on, Eric's better than that.
I don't like her.
Did you hear Eric sing?
No, but I hear he has a very good voice.
You heard wrong.
He hit a home run with that, just the two of us.
Sister
made
Mary
me quite uncomfortable.
Sister
but.
Mary Teresa said he sounded like a little angel.
We never had nuns in our church.
Never had nuns?
Mm-mm.
Really? Oh. What kind of church did you go to? A nunless church?
Not all churches have nuns, Fred.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't they have nuns? Which
not
ones don't have nuns?
Around. Most of them don't.
Fred. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nuns tend to live in convents.
They don't really do anything. They don't
wait
do anything
a minute.
In the mass.
Nuns?
They're
wait,
not assigned to, they're not that many. They're not assigned to churches.
Not every church like has an accompanying school and all that
right.
stuff. Right.
What in the hell is going on?
Okay.
I agree, Bill.
So you've never seen a nun?
Would you go to a nunless church?
Seen nuns, but we didn't have them in school or anything.
I had nuns in school.
But Andy and I couldn't talk
but
about
I didn't go to Catholic
did
school.
Did you?
So.
I got hit more by nuns than...
Eric had none in school.
Oh, my God. Rulers, fly swatters, you name it. They
protractors.
You went to a Catholic school?
Baseball
oh, yeah.
bats.
Whatever they had within reach, you got whacked with.
Yeah, see, we couldn't do that back in my day.
God bless you.
That was kind of phased out, the public beatdowns.
Oh, I tell my son about the beatdowns, and he laughs. He thinks it's the funniest thing.
Until you give him one, right?
One of them would do the thing where she'd bring you up, oh my God, and she'd scold funny. You in front of the class, and as you're walking back to your seat, bang, she'd whack you, and all the kids would
they
laugh.
They need that more today anyway. They need to start bringing that stuff back. Kick the crap out
corporal
of kids.
Corporal punishment.
Yeah. Street justice.
Yeah. Let's see. Mike from
the
North Reading.
What's going on out here?
Hey there, Cork Soakers. You haven't heard that in a while.
No, that's a good one, though.
Funny.
First off, welcome aboard Mike Parenti.
Hi.
Can't believe Jake Steele hired another Paisan. What are the odds? I wanted to ask you guys 100%. What you thought about Peter King's Monday morning quarterback this week about the possibility of the newly formed UFL snagging bottom of the roster players from NFL teams in 09.
How dumb is Peter King?
$20 million salary cap with $3 to $4 million for starting quarterbacks could definitely get them some decent players. He mentioned that third-string quarterbacks could use the league to make some big money and get some experience and still be able to catch on with an NFL team after Thanksgiving when the UFL season ends. He also quoted the UFL guy he spoke with as saying that the NFL was welcoming them to training camps because they see the league as a future sort of minor league system in the way that NFL Europe was meant to be. Do you guys think the UFL will be a viable league where the XFL and USFL failed? If so, do you think that they will indeed be able to operate as sort of a farm system, develop players who would otherwise not gain experience like third-string quarterbacks?
I don't think so.
No, I do.
I think
if you try to compete with the NFL, you get squished like bugs.
Exactly. The USFL was a viable league, and it tried to compete with the NFL, right. And that's when it got squashed. When they played in the spring, they were okay. They tried to move to the fall, and then it fell apart before they could even make it.
Know your role.
If they want to be a minor league the way that – I didn't read the Peter King piece, but the way the emailer described, I agree with Andy. I think there's a place for it. You really have to fix your costs like that, be very strict with it, keep the numbers down. But – a guy like J.T. O'Sullivan, you don't think he could go over and play for $3 or $4 million?
Sure,
he's playing for the Niners right now.
You know, he's the 8th-string quarterback.
And why not
go over
it?
And play and see if you could
actually play?
That's money. That's
and
real
he's
money.
Not playing it for the Niners.
Where's
right.
this league getting?
He's
all
behind
this money?
Alex Smith and
well,
Sean.
Well, that's the thing I wonder.
Where,
is
where
Sean
are they
Hill?
Getting all this
well,
money?
$20 million doesn't really sound like all that fixed of a cut. No. Like that's a lot of money.
They're gonna have a team in Hartford, apparently.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to have some money to have some sort of viable league.
Wondering if they
where are they getting the money
sustain a $20 million salary.
Some blood money.
And why are you putting a franchise in Hartford?
Well, you can't put them in the cities that already have a team, probably. So you have to look at those.
You
got to
do it like minor
cities.
League baseball.
Yeah,
you
got to exactly.
look at teams that you think might.
Well, it's weird though. Yeah, but they're putting teams in other major cities.
Is it New York? One of the teams getting one?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, it is.
New York,
it's
Los
weird.
Angeles.
They are big
Las
cities.
Vegas,
and Hartford,
well, Los Angeles doesn't have a team, so that I mean.
But compared to Hartford, in terms of
no, but yeah, I mean, that's my point. You're comparing Las Vegas, New York, Los Angeles with Hartford.
But what?
Where does Hartford come in?
Like. New York has minor league baseball teams, too,
right.
like Staten Island, so-and-so.
Brooklyn.
And, I mean, New York is a big
some of these teams are playing
place,
like, in the minor league ballparks and college stadiums, so it's really going to be a
yeah, now, if they're
going to
play at the Meadowlands in New York, I don't think that would work.
No.
I'm guessing
Xanadu?
I'm guessing they're playing at the Husky Stadium, UConn Huskies, the Hartford team.
Rentschler Field, is that
yeah,
what it's called?
I think so.
That'd probably be it, right?
See what you did there.
Yeah. Hartford Whalers.
All right.
This is where you read an email.
Webradio at patriots.com is the email address.
Andy has no idea what that song is, but he knows Peter Frampton.
I know what that song is.
What would you think the chances are of Vince Red making the team with Pierre Woods and Sean Crable seemingly being the same type of player and higher on the depth chart?
Paul?
Wait, higher than Pierre Woods in the depth chart?
No, what do you think Vince Red's chances of making the team, assuming
Vince
that,
Red,
that Crable is higher on the depth chart? And, you know.
In my my extremely unofficial calculations, Andy and I came up with him as being player number 54.
Okay.
So practice squad.
Great practice squad candidate, absolutely. But I agree with the way the emailer said it. I think, do you need five outside linebacker types? Now, if you have injuries, I think he's right there for you. You know, if you had to move Adalis Thomas inside or something like that and you needed more depth outside, I think Red could probably play some special teams. But I think a guy like Guyton might give you more flexibility with special teams, you know, with his build and whatnot. I don't really know the exact answer, but to me he's a guy that's right there on the edge.
Yeah.
I just like for right the record the point edge. Out that I talked him off the wrong.
I don't know anything. You did. I had
people
him on.
People think I love him.
I had
I,
him, I had him on. Andy took him off.
He had Matthew Slater on the practice squad and Vince Red on the roster. I said I think he should flip flop those bodies, put Slater as a return man on the roster, and Red, as he said, as the number 54.
And the reason that he really convinced me was because of the situation we already talked about at wide receiver with Washington and Aiken. You know, they could see Aiken especially could be on IR for all I know.
How would you rate the questions you have about the final roster this year compared to other seasons? Is it tougher to come up with that 53-man roster this year? Or easier than in past years?
I think it's very similar to last year.
I'd say similar. If healthy, I think it might be a little easier.
Yeah.
But we have some serious guys haven't practiced for a while questions.
Like I have a guy like Aiken, Jason Webster is a lock on
Webster,
the roster. But how
we
injured
don't know
is
if he's
he?
Right.
I don't know.
But if
now,
we knew
Bill
all those,
kind of led me to believe that he's going to be okay today.
Yeah, he seems
I don't know
like he's
going to
be back soon. Yeah, I
yeah,
felt
it sounded
the same
like
way.
It.
Yeah.
But that's Andy hit the nail
on the
head.
But it's like this every year when you get down to this time of the season anyway, and you don't really have all the answers. You don't know who's going to be out there or why they're not out there. So you really can't. You're always down to the bottom seven or eight, it seems like.
And then you have guys that, you know, like Junior Seau and John Lynch. Now looks like Lynch, we're going to have to readjust that a little bit because I don't have, you know, obviously didn't have him on when I wrote this yesterday.
You're okay.
Then you got to
take into account who has practice squad eligibility left and who doesn't.
And I actually,
and those are hard
that reminds
too.
Me I need to do...
CJ Jones doesn't. We know that.
Well, then he is
well,
not
he's
gonna be here.
Been in the league 11 years. I would think he's out of practice squad eligibility now.
I was surprised he had it this year.
I was surprised he was in the league that long.
Now, importantly, though, Mike, when you travel...
Yeah.
Keep your mouth
speaking
shut.
Of traveling...
Keep your head down and your mouth shut.
One or two bags?
I don't know. One?
Two.
You have a bat... No, you have a bag for your computer and a bag for your clothes.
Yeah.
Two bags.
Fred's a one-bag guy. Has a laptop bag that he jams
like a
clothes
bag.
In.
It's unbelievable.
And believe me, you can tell when he pulls those clothes
He's like
out.
A magician. He's just
stuck. Baloney.
Plus he wears... You can't tell because you just wear the same clothes on the plane Friday night when we go out.
And then when somebody accidentally spills a beer on him, he gets mad.
No, I probably bring more than one change of clothes. Sorry.
So you're
especially for a preseason
You're a two-bagger.
Game. Playing around.
As opposed to Eric, who's a
two-bagger.
As soon as Fred said that, Eric put his hand up to Andy saying, stop. To no avail.
Brian from Aspen, Colorado says, the only thing I can imagine Lowe doing with women's panties is putting them on. Do you believe the Patriots are talking or would entertain signing Chris Henry?
No.
No,
I don't think
so. Although I heard the Bengals might give him another shot.
No.
I think he said he would be willing to go back to Cincinnati.
And Marvin Lewis shot that down faster than anyone on the planet.
Much like I'd be willing to have the Red Sox sign me for a bullpen help if they're interested.
Hey, Parenti, says Brian. Yeah. When I was a kid, I rooted for the Yankees and the New York Giants, too. The difference is Whitey Ford was pitching for them, and I was 5 years old. You have no excuse. Just kidding. Being a former Western Mass kid, I totally understand the brainwashing that takes place at an early age. Your uncle probably bribed you with salami or something.
So I was molested, in other words, what you're saying.
No one went there.
That's where he was going. That's where Andy was thinking, too.
No question.
Yeah, but that's always what Andy
I'm sorry thinking. I'm not 800 years old and I, you know, saw Whitey Ford's first game in the AAA Tacoma or something. I apologize.
Wow.
Christ.
AAA Tacoma.
Triple A Tacoma?
I don't even know if there's a Triple A team in Tacoma.
There is, but I'm not sure they're a
How
Yankees
the Yankees
affiliate.
Doing, by the way?
They suck.
See, he's the kind of fan that... See what
they absolute disgrace. Do you see Balboni at first base yesterday? He booed an easy throw across
Steve
the
Balboni?
Diamond.
Steve Balboni? Is he still playing?
Yeah, he's in Jason Giambi's uniform.
Really?
Fat slob that he is.
All right, Fred. He can't control
Next
himself.
Email. All right. Next email.
Yeah.
Don't get him started.
Don't.
Now, Todd Porter says that one of Eric's fans on PFW in Progress has a picture of a giant rat that looks just like Eric. And then he's got a picture of the
one of his fans?
Yeah, he's got a picture right here of it, and you guys can judge for yourself. I don't know. Does that look like Eric? That's on PFW in Progress. You know?
A little bit.
Can't see this.
A little bit? Okay.
A little bit.
So you have to go to PFW in Progress for yourself and check out whether or not Cormac's I don't know if that is his mascot or something, looks like Eric.
His mask.
And speaking of PFW in Progress, you need to go there and order your T-shirts.
Yes.
Because James is like, his whole garage is full of T-shirts. He needs to get rid of them.
Oh, that's
he
your
actually
office.
Has them? No.
That's your office,
I'm just kidding. Go along with it.
Sorry.
Good Lord.
Ruined another joke. James can't park his car. Sorry.
No, it's my office that's full of them. And
I know. And you.
No, actually, I have to say, we did a direct mail piece.
And Andy was right.
To people who used to subscribe to PFW, and if you resubscribe, in addition to the yearbook, you get a T-shirt, and they're flying. Carol Hardy is really busy for
making money.
For one of the few times. Eric, you're smirking. Why?
No, Lori was making comments to me through the glass.
That's not Lori. That's Minnie Garrett.
No, you can't see her. She's standing in the back, Fred.
She's
over
weight?
There.
What?
She's next to the real cheerleader.
It's a figment of your imagination.
Can we keep my breasts out of it?
Oh, wait a minute. Now, why is Lori here?
I'm guessing since she's with a cheerleader, she's going to do a chit-chat.
Oh, thing. So why don't we bring them in and we'll talk. Who is it? Come in here.
Didn't he just... Unbelievable.
Come in here.
He yells, come in here, like he's
come
their
in
father.
Here.
All right, so somebody give up a headphone.
Time out. Why are you
And Lori, you get on. You get on a microphone as well.
Oh, we just kicked Paul out.
All right, so Lori, what are you doing here? Wow, all of a sudden it smells really good in here.
Yes, because we stink and they don't.
Every Thursday we have the Chit Chat podcast for the little girls to listen to.
Right.
Yep. And Asia's going to be our guest of honor today.
So if you are listening and you're a father and you have a little girl who aspires to be a cheerleader someday, or if you're a creep, you can download the Cheerleader Chit Chat.
Correct. And you can listen to it whenever you'd like on your iPod.
And what are some of the things you guys talk about?
We talk about dancing, cheerleading. We're going to talk about Asia and how she was just at the Hall of Fame.
Asia, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Asia. And this is my first year being a Patriots cheerleader.
Perfect.
And how do you like it so far?
I love it.
Yeah?
It's really fun, yeah.
What about the appearances? Not so much?
No,
I'm only kidding.
Actually, that was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a little cash.
How was your first game?
It was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was really nervous, but after the second quarter, I got used to it. And
boys, on your best behavior, please.
We are. Fred isn't.
Now, you guys just did the junior cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm.
How was it working with, you know, the girls and all that?
They were all... Really, they were really nice. They were all really well behaved and stuff.
It's a lot of work, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
But that is, you know, I think that's a special thing because the parents really, they go crazy for that.
They mm-hmm. do.
You know, they have to get their kids out there and they have to have the pictures. And it's, you know, it's a big deal. You get to be out on the field performing preseason before a Patriots game. It's a big deal.
Yeah, and it's been going on for a long time. One of the previous cheerleaders that had retired a few years ago said she did it when she was 6 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't remember.
Really?
Hearing about it.
Wow.
I don't know if it was actually affiliated with the Patriots, but
so it's
they
been going like 20
in the
years?
Foxborough Stadium.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
It's a legacy.
All right. So we're going to make way for you.
Why,
and,
thank you.
And you're going to take over the radio studio. And do you want some lunch?
No, thank you.
Sitting there for an hour and a half.
It's been sitting there since 12.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. We will see you next Tuesday.